When I'm in need, I call on the Lord, and he hears me. Yes, he helps me. He is faithful and true. Won't forget his my companion, my best friend, the only true God. There's no one greater. Our wonderful Savior, Jesus, the Lion of Judah. Our God is tremendous. His strength never failing. He goes through the fire just to save a sinner. Yes, he is almighty. He sent his angels to guide me. There is no storm too powerful our God cannot handle. Our God in simplicity revealed in you and me. Came down from his glory and gave us the victory. Amen. Greatest love story.
When I'm in need, I call on the Lord, and he hears me, and he helps me. He is faithful and true. Won't forget his own. My companion, my best friend, the only true God. There's no one greater, a wonderful Savior, Jesus, the Lion of Judah.
Our God is tremendous. His strength never faileth. He goes through the fire just to save a sinner. Yes, he is almighty. He sent his angels to guide me. There is no storm too powerful our God cannot handle. Our God in simplicity revealed in you and me. Came down from his glory and gave us the victory. The greatest love story. Our God is tremendous. His strength never faileth. He goes through the fire just to save a sinner. Yes, he is almighty. He sent his angels to guide me. There is no storm too powerful our God cannot handle. Our God in simplicity revealed in you and me. Came down from his glory and gave us the victory. The greatest love story. Came down from his glory and gave us the victory. The greatest love story. Came down from his glory and gave us the victory. The greatest love story.
Entreat me not to leave thee, to return from following thee. For where thou goest, I will go. Where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, thy God, my God. Where thou diest, I will die. There will I be buried. Lord, do so to me and more also, before death part thee and me. Oh, death part thee and me.
Root deciding, root serving, root rewarded, root resting. Root deciding, root serving, root rewarded, root resting. My kinsman redeemer, he's the Lord of the harvest. If you can find grace, you find rest. Poor as the Lord of the harvest, he's the Lord of the harvest. He told his reapers, she's gleaning for life. Drop handfuls once in a while. Don't let her tire. Tell her the message. Holy Spirit, cover and encourage. Do some kind of healing among her. Tell her Jesus Christ is Lord. If you can't find grace, you found rest. Boaz, the Lord of the harvest. He's the Lord of the harvest. Root deciding, serving. Root rewarded, root resting. Root deciding, root serving. Root rewarded, root resting. My Kinsman Redeemer is the Lord of the harvest. If you can find grace, you found rest. Boaz, the Lord of the harvest. He's the Lord of the harvest. Shall I not seek rest for thee, that it may be well with me? Boaz, our kindred, winnow with barley on the threshing floor. Wash thyself therefore, anoint thee, put on thy raiment, mark the place where he lie, and cover his feet, lay thee down. Lay thee down, he's Lord of the harvest. Root deciding, root serving, root rewarded, root resting. Root deciding, root serving, root rewarded, root resting. My Kinsman Redeemer, he's the Lord of the harvest. If you can find grace, you found rest. Boaz, the Lord of the harvest. Oh, he's the Lord of the harvest. So faced with the same decision, God's bride must needs reach perfection. The harvest is ripe, the field's here is great. In this part of the vineyard we wait. We hear Boaz's voice crying, get ready, take your position, root. With your ramp spotless and white, get ready for this last great flight. Oh, get ready, take your position, root. Root deciding, root serving. Root rewarded, root resting. Root deciding, root serving. Root rewarded, root resting. My Kinsman Redeemer is the Lord of the harvest. If you can find grace, you find rest. Boaz, the Lord of the harvest. Oh, he's the Lord of the harvest.
Amen.
Hear the call where the Lord of harvest will be calling. Who will go and work for me today? Who will go and work today? Who will bring to me the lost and dying in Dublin? Hallelujah. Oh, who will point them to the narrow? Oh, he needs you. Speak my Lord, speak my Lord. Speak and I'll be quick to answer them. Oh, speak my Lord, speak my Lord. Speak and I will answer, Lord, send me. When the coal of fire watch the prophet, making him as pure can be. When the voice of God said, "Who before us?" Then he answered, "Them I sent me." Oh, speak my love. Speak and I'll be quick to answer thee. Speak my Lord, my Lord. Speak and I will answer, Lord, send me.
I think it's wonderful when you respond, yeah? Amen. When he speaks and you respond and you say, "Lord, send me," or "Here am I, Lord." And I think it really pleases him. Saints, we greet you in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's open 2 Peter chapter 1 this morning. 2 Peter chapter 1, we'll read just verse 10. Just to balance things up a little bit today. 2 Peter 1 verse 10. The prophet says, "The Lord will always balance things up." This is Peter. Verse 10, 2 Peter chapter 1. "Wherefore, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall." Amen. Let's pray. Father, we desire to do that, Lord. Father, we want to know, Lord Jesus. And the only way we can know is because of a relationship with you. So may you help us this day. Unveil your word to us. Grant us grace. We've come to this place, Lord. We desire to enter within the veil. We desire to sit at your feet. We desire to be overshadowed in our souls. We desire that you'd work a work in us. Father, Lord, an eternal work. That you may be glorified in all things. Bless them that aren't here today. Every other request that has been prayed for. Thank you for the items that have been sung. Thank you for your people that have gathered in your house. Amen. May your blessing be upon us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 You may be seated. Just a couple of announcements before we get to the word here.
Quelques annonces.
Firstly, next Sunday morning, Brother Tommy will be with us.
Frère Tony va prêcher dimanche matin.
So we'd really encourage people to bring the sick. He's got some real good testimonies of his recent trip to England.
Que les gens amènent les malades parce qu'il a des témoignages de son voyage.
And the Lord did some real wonderful things there.
Il a fait, Dieu a fait des choses merveilleuses.
So I know that there's some various needs of people, friends of believers who are sick and so forth.
S'il y a des gens, des amis qui sont malades,
I think it's a real good opportunity.
C'est une belle opportunité
to take advantage. Brother Tom will be here next week.
Pour en profiter pendant que Frère Tom sera ici.
And something just to ask for prayer about, which the brothers have started last weekend. We're just speaking with Brother Maxwell, Brother Will, just having fellowship.
Il y a quelque chose sur lequel nous devons prier.
And we were speaking about the youth.
Nous parlions des jeunes.
And really to say that the brothers are doing a real wonderful job with the youth. And
je
may the Lord bless them for that.
De dire que Frère Maxwell a fait un bon travail avec les jeunes.
But one thing which we've noticed, I'm sure anybody here who knows anything about the message has noticed.
Il y a quelque chose que nous avons remarqué.
There's not really too much for the youth in the UK. You know, in Britain, in Ireland.
C'est pas ce
there's not too many conventions or special meetings aimed at the youth.
Il n'y a pas assez de réunions ou de conventions des jeunes ici en Irlande.
So generally speaking, if we want to do something, we have to go to Holland or to the different conventions, get visas and so forth.
Pour faire quelque chose, il faut aller en Hollande, en Belgique.
So we really thought that we'll try and see if the Lord blesses it to arrange a youth convention.
Nous avons pensé arranger une convention des jeunes.
But knowing that, you know, these things take time and so forth, we thought we'd start, by the grace of God, to arrange it for next summer.
Nous avons pensé que nous allons commencer ça l'été prochain.
So Brother Will already contacted the place Castle Welland, where they've got a place that can sleep 180 people. It's a Christian conference center in Northern Ireland, very beautiful place.
Frère Wilmore a déjà contacté des endroits en Irlande du Nord.
And there's possibility for later on in July, next July or early August, for us to get the place.
C'est possible qu'on le fasse l'année prochaine, juillet, août.
Maybe for 4 days or so.
pour 4 jours ou quelque chose
comme ça. I've already spoken to certain ministers and they're really keen to support it as well.
J'ai parlé à certains ministres, ils sont d'accord.
So the reason I'm saying it is to ask you to pray about it.
Je vous demande seulement de prier pour ça.
Because I do see there's a need.
Parce que je vois qu'il y a un besoin.
You know, it's fine to have our youth. We must do that.
C'est bien comme nous avons des jeunes. Nous devons.
But there's something about getting away.
Mais il y a quelque chose à propos.
Bringing someone in to preach to the youth.
Pourvoir à quelque chose pour que quelqu'un vienne.
You know, things build up, as the prophet says, from service to service.
Pour que les choses puissent se bâtir de service en service.
Let the youth fellowship with each other, get to meet the other youth.
Quand les jeunes communient et rencontrent d'autres jeunes.
I think it's just putting a lot into the Lord's hand that He could use.
Nous allons seulement les mains du Seigneur pour qu'il utilise.
You know, so the desire that you have is just for the youth, and seeing Brother Tom's youth as well.
Et comme nous avons aussi les jeunes de l'église de Saint-Thomas.
Been across in England, there's nothing really focused in that way. Not much that is focused in that way.
Entre nous ici et le Royaume-Uni, il y a rien qui s'occupe de cela.
So we thought we'd really try that. So please keep it in prayer.
Nous allons essayer de le faire.
It wouldn't cost much. It would be about £20 a day.
Ce sera à peu près 20
pounds. That's for accommodation and all three meals. So it's a real good price, the place.
Ce sera pour le logement et la nourriture.
And obviously for us it would be good. There's no need for visas and all of that.
C'est bien pour nous parce qu'on n'a pas besoin de visa et tout.
What you normally have to go through to go to those kind of meetings.
Pour aller dans des genres de réunions en d'autres.
Just to really ask for prayer about
that.
And to say one more thing also, I just wanted to say to Brother Kwame and to the brothers that they've really done a tremendous job with the website. You know, we used to, maybe just a year or two back, we used to use maybe about 8-10 gigabytes a month on our bandwidth on the website.
Les deux ou trois ans passés, on utilisait parfois seulement 8 à 10 gigabytes.
And things really shot up and got up a few months back to about 32 gigabytes.
Il y a quelques mois passés, nous commençons à utiliser 32 gigabytes.
Which is really a surprising thing to me. It's about 50 people taking about 50 messages a day from our website.
Il y a beaucoup de gens qui consultent des messages sur notre
site. And because of that, we got charged quite a lot of money because we went over our, you know, the threshold that we're allowed to keep.
On nous a fait payer plus parce que nous sommes allés au-delà.
So Brother Kwame, he found us a better place with unlimited bandwidth.
Frère Kwame nous a trouvé un meilleur endroit.
And he's redoing the website as well. So we really do appreciate that.
Nous apprécions réellement ce qu'il fait.
You know, we never made the website really for other people, but we made it for here.
Nous l'avions fait pour nous seulement.
But if people want to use it, I don't mind.
Mais si les gens veulent,
you know, I mean, no one's trying to build up some big ministry.
Nous ne voulons pas construire un grand ministère.
But if the Lord can use it in some way, I hear from people all over the world that email through our website.
Peut utiliser cela, il y a des
ministers,
gens
believers. And it's really nice.
Incroyants.
From India, last week from Romania, from the furthest parts of the earth, you'll be surprised. And people will be saying how much they enjoy the music on the homepage, and it would be good if we could update it and stuff like that.
Les gens qui disent que la musique est bonne.
You know, people ask me, who's that brother that's singing those songs on your homepage?
Les gens qui demandent, qui est ce frère qui chante ces chansons?
And I mean, if you take an item like Brother George and Sister Eve sang today, and you put it on there, it would be a blessing to the bride. Because that was a real sweet song.
Now,
if you take our specials and put them on,
you know,
the prophet says, whatever you got in your hand, put it in the hands of the Lord. And it's surprising what the Lord can use those things for. So I really do appreciate that, and just wanted to say thanks to the saints that have been involved in those things. Also, there came a message from Brother Nanda when I was away. I know Brother Wilmore sent it to me as well. Brother Nanda got me about Brother Marcus Becker. I'm sure the saints heard about it to know much about what's going on. About Brother Marcus Becker in Germany. We know him for the youth work and the thing that he did on music and so forth. He had a terrible accident while he was at work. I think he was using an angle grinder or something like that, and something went wrong and it cut right through his arm.
To the bone.
And he was out on his own in this place where he was working, out in the woods, in the forest somewhere.
Dans la forêt, là où il
était. And he started bleeding so severely.
Il a commencé à saigner.
And he just gave his testimony this week, and I know the saints had really prayed for him because he's a real fine brother.
Il y a beaucoup de saints qui ont prié pour lui.
And he just put his testimony. The brothers were reading it to me, and Gitana was reading it this week.
Nous avons eu le témoignage, les frères.
You know, just how the Lord really worked a miracle in his life at that time.
Le Seigneur a fait un miracle.
You know, and there was a certain person that wasn't supposed to work in that day that was working. And Brother Marcus, when he was bleeding to death, he managed to phone that person. And they sent a helicopter to take him from there to the hospital. And he's out of hospital. And he's just got his right hand. So he just had cut right the way through. So it was really the grace of God. You know, God answers prayer. And God is faithful to his children. Now the devil tries a lot of things. But if it's not your time, it's not your time. The devil can huff and he can puff, but he'll never blow the house down. Until it's your time. You know, I liked a testimony I read a while back of a sister who was working in the house and she cut herself so deeply. She was in America and she started bleeding. And it was a couple of years back and she didn't have a mobile phone. And she didn't know what to do because she lived far from other people. And she just thought of her prayer cloth that she had in her Bible. That the prophet had prayed over. And she said she just took her prayer cloth, just placed it on that place where she had cut herself. And the bleeding stopped immediately. And she said, and the strangest thing, there was no blood on the prayer cloth.
it's
very powerful, friends. He's an ever-present help in a time of trouble. So I just wanted to say that about Brother Marcus Becker because it's real good news. Because he's one of those kind of brothers that you'd like to invite if you're going to have something for youth because he's real good with the youth.
Yeah.
So God knows the end from the beginning. And he knows there's still work for brothers like that to do. So the Lord really did watch over his son. Let's get to the word. Let's just read while you're seated, John chapter 17 as well, just the first verse. Just from what we were speaking of last night, we'd like to take a bit of a different angle today. Now, we've been looking at this issue of sonship. And the more you look into sonship, the more you just see what an important kind of a topic that it is. Because that is what we're called unto. When God called your name before the foundation of the world, he didn't call your literal name David or Shepherd or whatever. But he called your real name, your manifestation. The character, the attributes that you are to manifest, your calling. That's why your name goes together with your calling. Many times you read of people being with the prophet, and the prophet said, "What's your name, brother?" And the brother would say, "My name is Holland Hickerson." And the prophet says, "That doesn't go together with your character." And the brother Hickerson said, "But people call me Hick." Abraham says, rather let them call you Hick. You know, and the prophet could really see the essence behind someone, who someone was. And the name. It's not just a label in Bible terms. The name is to express the essence of what somebody is. So sometimes the prophet would see that the person's name that were given by their parents didn't match the real essence of the calling that person was called to. And he said some interesting thing about names, the prophet. The one sister was asking the prophet, Sister Betty Collins. I think some brother was trying to get in courtship with her. And she was asking about different names. And the prophet says, never marry a man called Stanley because they're lazy.
Le prophète lui dit, ne te marie pas un homme appelé Stanley parce qu'ils sont paresseux.
And then she said something about someone called Eric, and it's interesting.
Il a dit quelque chose au sujet de quelqu'un appelé.
And the prophet says, oh my.
Le prophète a dit, oh là.
He'll have a difficulty walking with God with a name like that in this age.
Il dit, il aura une marche difficile avec Dieu avec.
And I always thought of it with our good brother as well.
J'aime.
I always thought about it with our good brother Eric, you know, that it was.
Je connais notre bien-aimé frère Eric.
He says he'll have a hard time walking with God in this age with that name. You know, and people don't understand those things, but it's very scriptural. Because when Jesus met Simon, he says, your name's not Simon, it's Peter. But whenever Simon would get in the flesh, Jesus would call him Simon. But he had his calling. And Jesus would change Saul to Paul. And the further he went along in manifesting Christ in his age, The less you see of Saul and the more you see of Paul.
De moins vous voyez le caractère de Saul,
so there's something about these things.
Il y a quelque chose au sujet
de ces choses. Name
c'est le nom
of somebody.
De quelqu'un.
But John chapter 17, Jesus now speaking.
Jean 17,
in verse 1, it says, these words spake Jesus and lift up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. Now we know that Jesus came in his Father's name. And that's what he was called to do, and any son must come in his Father's name. The glory of a father is to see the expression of his name in his son. Whatever attributes a godly father would display, the greatest joy is to see those same attributes displayed in your children.
La plus grande joie, c'est de voir cet attribut dans son
Although
fils.
Everyone has their unique temperament,
peut-être,
no two people are the same.
Peut-être qu'ils peuvent pas avoir le même tempérament.
But there's certain characteristics of sonship.
Mais il y a quelques caractéristiques.
There's certain common characteristics.
Il y a des caractères communs.
That every one of the sons and daughters of God is called to manifest.
Que chacun des fils et filles de Dieu est censé manifester.
We're not all called to be clones of one another.
Nous ne sommes pas tous être appelés
We're not supposed to be clones of Brother Branham.
Nous sommes pas censés être des photocopies.
We're supposed to be individuals.
Nous sommes censés être des individus.
But there's certain attributes,
mais il y a des attributs,
certain characteristics in the family of God
dans la famille de Dieu,
that each and every one of the children in that family will display.
Et chacun des fils dans cette famille va manifester.
And that's why Paul, Peter is saying,
c'est pourquoi
Pierre make your calling and your election sure.
Soyez sûr de votre appel et de votre
He says, I'm sure that you people are elected
je suis sûr que vous êtes
because you believe the truth.
Parce que vous croyez la vérité.
No, there's a calling of God on your life.
Mais il y a un appel de Dieu dans
but the only
vie.
Way you'll really know
Mais la seule chose de,
you've got to make your calling and election sure.
La seule manière dont vous savez, c'est
you can't rest on anybody else's opinion. Or. The prophet said, any sensation or any emotion as the basis of having confidence in your calling and your election. But the real confidence comes in when you manifest these certain characteristics of sonship.
Quand vous manifestez certains attributs de la de fils,
there's certain things that all the children of God,
il y a certaines choses pour tous
they
les enfants
manifest.
De Dieu vont manifester.
And Jesus was praying to his father.
Et Jésus priait à son père.
And what is he asking for?
Qu'est-ce qu'il demande?
He was saying, Father, glorify your son.
Il dit, père, glorifie ton
that
fils
your son may glorify you.
Pour que ton fils te glorifie.
So the attributes we have inside of us,
les attributes que nous avons en nous,
not the natural attributes you got from your mother and your father,
c'est pas les attributs naturels que nous avons,
not from your
parents.
First birth.
De notre première naissance.
But these attributes that you predestined to you.
Mais ces attributs ont été prédestinés en
these vous. Genes, the soul that is a gene of God.
Ces gènes, cette âme qui est le gène
from
de
before
Dieu.
The foundation of the world.
Et avant la fondation du monde.
God put something in you.
Dieu a placé quelque
if you
chose
his
en
son,
vous,
if you his daughter.
Si vous êtes son fils ou sa
to
fille,
manifest God in your day.
Pour manifester Dieu en votre
to
jour.
To display God in your day.
Pour montrer Dieu publiquement
you're not
dans
God
votre jour.
Outwardly.
Vous connaissez Dieu extérieurement.
Your soul is a son and daughter of God.
Votre âme est un fils et fille de Dieu.
But in order for that to be expressed, to manifest itself,
pour que cela soit manifesté,
he needs to pour his glory in.
Il doit déverser sa gloire.
And when he pours his glory, which is his Zoe life,
et quand il déverse sa gloire, qui est la vie Zoe,
God's glory,
la gloire de Dieu,
poured into the soul of a son or daughter of God,
quand elle est déversée dans l'âme d'un fils ou d'une fille,
it will bring something to manifestation.
Cela va amener quelque chose à la manifestation.
And will bring glory to him.
Et cela va rendre gloire à lui.
He will be glorified.
Il va être glorifié.
When he puts his glory in his sons
quand
and his daughters.
Sa gloire dans ses
and
fils
that's
ses
the
filles.
Only way, as we said last night.
Et c'est la seule voie comme on
there's
a
dit, nothing wrong with praying that prayer.
Il n'y a rien de mal à prier.
To say, Father, glorify your son.
Pour dire, père, glorifie
as long as your motive is that your son may glorify you.
Aussi longtemps que ton motif est que ton fils
to pray that every day is a very good prayer.
Prier cela
to say, Father,
chaque
the hour has come.
Dis, Père, le leur est
glorify
venu.
Your son.
Glorifie ton fils.
Show me your glory like Moses.
Montre-moi ta gloire.
Reveal your glory in me.
Révèle ta gloire en
quicken
moi.
That which you put inside
vivifie
of me.
Ce que tu as placé
put
en
your
moi.
Life in me.
place ta
to bring to life
pour amener
that which you've ordained me to manifest in the saints.
Tu avais ordonné que je manifeste.
That's a real godly desire.
C'est un vrai, un bon désir.
Because you want him to be like him.
Parce que tu veux être comme lui.
You want him to be a true witness of who he is.
Tu veux être un vrai témoin de qui il est.
And friends, in this age that we live in,
et dans cet âge dans lequel nous vivons,
it's crying out for a true witness.
Et cet âge cherche un vrai témoin.
99.9% of what we see of religion in this age doesn't reflect the glory of the Father. Not at all. These tele-evangelists fleecing the flock. Look at the attributes they manifest. Not to say they're not anointed. Not to say they're not gifted people. Not to say that God hasn't given them certain things that they can manifest. But their motive and their objective is not to glorify him. They're not saying, Father, glorify your son that your son may glorify you. They're saying, glorify your son that your son may have a big name. That your son may prove that he knows more than other people.
Yeah,
there's all of that that you see. And in the midst of all of this false,
au milieu de tout ceci,
God always has a witness to the truth.
Dieu élève des témoins,
God
des
is always
going to
have the genuine.
Dieu aura toujours l'authentique.
Every counterfeit coin speaks of a genuine one somewhere.
Chaque faux billet parle de billet authentique.
God is going to make sure.
Dieu doit être sûr.
In every age, in every generation,
dans chaque âge et chaque génération,
people are going to see the real manifestation of who he is.
Les gens vont voir la manifestation de qui
through his sons and through his daughters.
Au travers de ses fils et filles.
So people will see who Jesus really is.
Les gens vont voir qui réellement Jésus
people
est.
Despise the Bible these days.
Les gens méprisent la Bible.
But when they see the Bible in you,
mais quand ils voient la Bible,
the real witness of the Bible,
le vrai témoin
it
de la Bible,
makes them think twice.
C'est là fait quelque chose
when they
fois.
See the genuine expression of sonship,
quand ils voient la vraie expression
a son and a daughter of God,
des fils et filles de Dieu,
in humility,
dans l'humilité,
in simplicity,
dans la simplicité,
with godly authority,
dans l'autorité,
reflecting Christ in your age,
reflétant Christ dans votre âge.
Friends, it makes people stop.
C'est là,
genuine people.
C'est là, arrête les gens.
It makes them stop and think.
C'est là, les fait
because all this garbage in the media against the Bible and promoting
parle,
all these other things,
qui aux médias
promoting David, evolution and all of that.
Parle de l'évolution et de toutes ces choses.
People believe that.
Les gens croient cela.
But then sometimes,
quand,
once in a while,
quand il
a son
parfois,
or a daughter of God
qu'un fils ou une
clothed
Dieu,
in the spirit of sonship
revêtu de l'esprit de
passes their way
and
makes them God conscious.
Right.
It makes them say, but maybe this Bible is real. I've never seen anything like this. And it's not just the word that you say. It's a name that you live. It's a manifestation of something. The song says it's the life behind the name that makes the demons tremble. That's when Jesus came on the scene. He never had to shout.
C'est pourquoi Jésus,
to cast out a demon.
Never. Pour chasser les démons.
Look at the prophet in those prayer lines.
Et même le prophète dans
so quiet.
De prière.
Satan, leave this woman.
Satan quitte
and there was a manifestation of the name of the Father.
Et il y avait la manifestation du nom du Père.
And friends, that made people stop.
Et cela
and take notice
et raisonner.
And say, maybe this Bible is true.
Et dire, mais peut-être cette Bible
est no, the prophet says, God, in God is rich in mercy.
Le prophète dit dans le Dieu qui est riche en miséricorde.
He says, if you've got eternal life tonight,
il dit, si vous avez la vie éternelle,
then
soir,
you always were.
Alors vous aviez toujours été.
Because there's only one form of eternal life.
Parce qu'il y a seulement une seule forme de vie éternelle.
We always were.
Nous avions toujours
so
été.
Your soul,
votre âme,
that attribute in you, it always was.
Cet attribut en vous a toujours
it
été.
It was in him.
C'était un nom,
although
c'était
you un didn't realize it.
Et vous ne l'avez jamais
then the prophet brings it down scripturally.
Et le prophète l'amène dans
and he brings it to what Paul says about it.
Et nous amène à ce que Paul
and
dit.
Paul speaks about Melchizedek.
Paul parle de Melchizedek.
Receiving tithes from Abraham.
Recevant les dîmes de Abraham.
But then God imputed those tithes that were paid by Melchizedek by Abraham.
Dieu a compté ces dîmes qui ont été payées à Melchizedek par Abraham.
Paul says God imputed that to Levi.
Mais Dieu attribue cela à Lévi.
He says Levi who was in the loins of Abraham.
Il dit Lévi qui était dans les reins
d'Abraham. Paid tithes to Melchizedek.
A payé la dîme à Melchizedek.
That's a real principle that Paul is bringing out.
C'est un principe que Paul amène.
Is this reality of who somebody is before they come here?
C'est la réalité de ce que quelqu'un avant qu'il soit.
And it's a very encouraging thought.
Et c'est une pensée très
encourageante. Because so many times in the Bible,
parce que plusieurs fois dans
God bless people because of their parents.
Dieu bénit les gens à cause de leurs parents.
Or God wouldn't bring full judgment on Israel because of David their father.
Dieu ne pouvait pas déverser tous les jugements sur Israël.
Or God remembered Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Il devait se rappeler d'Abraham, Isaac et Jacob.
And if you look at Britain, America in their glory days,
quand vous regardez l'Angleterre,
in the days of their prosperity,
dans leurs jours de prospérité,
it wasn't because of that generation.
C'était pas à cause de cette génération-là.
It was the favor of God because of the generations gone by.
C'était la faveur de Dieu à cause des générations passées.
They were genuine sons and daughters of God.
Ils étaient des vrais fils.
The Pilgrim Fathers and those people.
Et à cause des,
the Pilgrim Fathers and those the first. The founders of America.
Les pères pèlerins,
they were real sons and daughters of God.
C'était des fils et filles de Dieu.
And the blessing
et la bénédiction
of their walk before God
de leur marche devant
was
Dieu
visited upon their children and upon their children's children and upon their children's
sur
children.
Fils et les fils de leur fils.
That's why it's such a thing to realize
c'est pourquoi c'est une
the privilege we have before God.
Que nous sommes devant
such
Dieu.
A blessing can come on your children just because of your stand with God.
Une telle bénédiction peut venir sur vos enfants
God will bless them for your sake.
Dieu va leur bénir
because
à
when you're doing these deeds, they were in you.
Parce que quand vous faites ces œuvres,
and now they're expressed.
Maintenant, ils sont exprimés.
But God says Levi's already paid his tithe.
Mais Dieu a dit,
when he was in Abraham.
Payé sa dîme quand il était en
Abraham. So God imputes it because of where he was in.
Dieu le lui attribue à cause de là où il était avant.
So it's a real scriptural principle.
C'est un principe réellement scriptural.
That the soul of a believer,
que l'âme d'un croyant,
God knew it well.
Dieu le connaît.
I love it when Jeremiah, when the Lord says, "Before
J'aime
I formed Jérémie, you in your mother's
quand
womb,
Dieu dit, avant de te former dans le sein de ta mère,
I ordained you a prophet to the nations."
Je t'avais ordonné prophète des nations.
And look how he says it: "Before I formed you in your mother's
il
womb."
Dit, avant que je ne te forme dans le sein de ta
science
mère.
May look and speak about the scientific things that take place in
la,
a womb.
La science peut parler des choses d'une manière
scientifique. But the invisible hand behind it all.
Mais il y a une main visible
God
derrière
says,
tout cela.
Jeremiah, I formed you in the womb.
Dieu dit, je t'ai formé.
Don't
dans le
say
sein.
I can't go.
Ne dis pas que je peux pas
don't say I'm too young.
Ne dis pas que je suis trop jeune.
Before you were born,
avant que tu
I
sois
ordained
né,
you to this.
Je t'avais
ordonné and I formed you in the womb.
Et je t'avais formé dans le sein.
For just such a time as this.
Juste pour un
that's why we were saying last week, don't look too much at the outward appearance, friends.
C'est comme je disais, ne regardez pas
and
à
wish you were like this person or like that. Wish you were like Schwarzenegger.
J'aimerais être comme Schwarzenegger.
God formed you in the womb.
Dieu t'a formé
the way
dans le
that
sein.
You are.
De la manière dont tu
yes,
es.
Obviously, keep a balance.
Il faut être équilibré.
If you're gonna get so big,
si vous voulez
you're gonna have problems with your health.
Trop you know, grand, vous allez
but
avoir
some
les
people, it's just in
santé.
Them to be like that.
Il y a des gens qui l'ont formé pour être comme
and
cela.
And there's nothing, no matter how they try to diet and do this, that, and the other, they keep putting on weight.
Peu importe combien ils essaient de maigrir, ils ne vont pas, ça va
that's
pas
a
marcher.
Secondary thing to worry about.
Ce sont des choses secondaires.
Because God formed you like that.
Dieu t'a formé comme cela.
God knew what He was doing when He formed you in the womb.
Dieu savait ce qu'il faisait quand il t'a formé,
you in the womb.
Il t'a façonné dans le sein.
That's why the prophet says, "Now you're expressed."
Maintenant, le prophète dit, maintenant tu es exprimé.
After his word has come in you.
Après que sa parole soit venue en vous.
So God sends his life in his word to cross your path at some stage.
Dieu envoie sa parole pour vous rencontrer.
And he says, the word has come in you.
Il dit, la parole est venue
and you expressed, what for?
Et vous avez exprimé.
To light up this age.
Pour exprimer la lumière dans ce
that's
stage.
What we're here for.
C'est pour ça
we
que
to be
ici.
The testimony of a true witness.
Nous sommes là pour être des témoignages.
We to show who He really is.
Nous montrer réellement qui
we
il
to
est.
Show the real attributes of who God is.
Montrer l'attribut réel de
that's
qui
the
Dieu
calling
est.
Of a believer.
C'est l'appel du croyant.
The prophet says, "You are expressing God's life in you."
Les prophètes vous exprimez la vie de Dieu en
because
vous.
You are a son or a daughter of God.
Parce que vous êtes un fils ou une fille de
do
Dieu.
You get what you mean?
Vous
He says, do you get what I mean?
Vous comprenez ce que j'ai
he
dit?
Says, you are now made.
Vous êtes maintenant fait.
You are sitting in this church today.
Vous êtes dans cette église ce jour.
Because your duty
parce que votre
is to express God to this nation.
C'est d'exprimer Dieu à cette nation.
To this people.
À ce peuple,
and to the neighborhood where you associate.
Et avec vos voisins.
That's our duty, friends.
C'est notre
devoir. As sons, is to bear true witness of our Father.
Le fils, c'est d'être un vrai témoin de son père.
Because we're the only hope
c'est le seul espoir
that this place has, friends.
Que c'est le seul espoir
because
que
what's been portrayed
a.
to them as religion was not from God.
Parce que ce qui leur a été montré, c'est la religion qui
they haven't
pas
seen
de
a
Dieu.
Genuine manifestation
ils n'ont jamais vu
of
la
the
vraie
character of Christ.
Du caractère
they haven't
Christ.
Seen the life of the Word
ils n'ont pas vu la vie de la parole.
On display.
Démontré.
They haven't seen it.
Ils n'ont pas
but any
cela.
Genuine person who's hungering and thirsting in this age,
mais une personne authentique qui a fait
who's ordained unto life,
qui est ordonnée à la vie,
they just need to see that.
Ils veulent seulement voir
and
cela.
And they say there's something different here.
Parce qu'il y a quelque chose
there's
de
something
différent.
Genuine here.
Il y a quelque chose d'authentique.
Yes, we hold the treasure in earthen vessels. We know that.
C'est vrai, nous sommes des vases.
That's why we need to keep on drawing from the vine.
C'est pourquoi nous devons continuer
His
à tirer
glory into us.
Nous devons tirer sa gloire en nous.
Like remember Moses that time.
Rappelez-vous de Moïse
when the burden of responsibility was great.
Quand le poids de la responsabilité était
and he went up in the mountain and he went into the Shekinah.
Il est allé à la montagne voir la Shekinah.
And the Lord said, Moses,
et le Seigneur a dit, Moïse,
these are your people.
Ça, c'est ton peuple.
And you must deliver this law and the responsibility that he had.
Et tu dois leur donner cette loi. Il avait une grande
and Moses, he knew this responsibility is too great for
et
me.
Moïse savait que cette responsabilité
in my own ability, in my own strength,
par mes propres capacités,
he knew he was a high-tempered man.
Il sait qu'il était un homme à
temperament. Maybe he didn't
colérique.
Show the patience that he should have at certain times.
Peut-être qu'il n'a pas été aussi patient qu'il devait l'être à certains
so
moments.
So what did Moses pray for?
Et pourquoi Moïse a-t-il
he
prié?
Says, Lord,
il dit, Seigneur,
show me your glory.
Montre-moi ta gloire.
Show me your glory.
Montre-moi ta gloire.
And the Lord says, I will allow my goodness to pass by you.
Je permettrai que ma bonté passe.
God's glory is His goodness.
La bonté de Dieu, la gloire de Dieu, c'est sa bonté.
You know the real definition from the dictionary of the glory of God.
La vraie définition du dictionnaire de la gloire.
It says
Dieu,
the glory of God.
Il dit la gloire de Dieu.
Is the manifestation of His attributes.
C'est la manifestation de ses attributs.
So when God reveals Himself,
quand Dieu se
friends, God is so glorious.
Dieu est si glorieux.
He's perfect.
Il est parfait.
Anytime he expresses himself, it's glorious.
Chaque fois qu'il s'exprime,
it's his glory on display.
C'est sa gloire affichée.
When he forgives you of your sin, that's his glory
quand
being displayed.
Il pardonne tes péchés, c'est sa
when
gloire.
He heals you of your diseases, he's displaying his glory.
Quand il guérit ta maladie, il montre
when he's
sa
long
gloire.
Suffering with you in your transgressions,
quand il est patient dans tes transgressions,
God is showing his glory.
Dieu montre sa gloire.
And that's why we love him.
C'est pourquoi nous l'aimons.
And Moses was saying, Lord,
Moïse disait, Seigneur,
I need an experience of your glory. Show me your glory. Demonstrate your glory to
je veux
me.
Expérimenter ta gloire. Démontre-moi ta gloire.
And Moses spent so much time there in that glory.
Moïse a tellement resté dans cette
that
gloire,
when he came down now to bear that responsibility,
quand il est descendu pour porter cette responsabilité,
it was a different kind of Moses now. Because his face
Moïse,
shone with the glory of
parce
God.
Que son visage brillait
he had been soaking in the glory of God.
Il était en train de sucer
soaking
la gloire
it in
de
while
Dieu.
He was in communion
il
with
il
God.
A tellement sucé la gloire de Dieu.
And when he came down, he didn't realize that his face shone.
Quand il est descendu, il n'a pas réalisé
and the people
que son visage
brillait. Fled from Moses because his face shone with the glory of God.
Et les gens se sont enfuis
and he had to put a veil on his face. And then friends, after a few days, the glory would start to diminish.
Et après quelques jours, la gloire a commencé
when he'd
diminuer.
Be dealing with the problems and the burdens of life once again.
Avec les problèmes
he gens. Had a high-tempered wife.
Et il avait une femme à tempérament aussi élevé.
I'm not saying anything, friends. I'm just saying he had his temper, his wife had a temper. And friends, it's very easy for the overalls that this glory, this attribute of God is stored in to start to take a preeminence.
C'est très difficile pour que cet attribut de Dieu commence à prendre.
When the prophet spoke to that Indian chief, it's so simple, but it's so true.
Quand le prophète a parlé à ce chef indien,
and that Indian had become a believer.
Quand cet indien
and the prophet said, chief, how's it going with you?
Et le prophète dit, demande, chef, comment la gloire
and he
avec
says,
toi?
It's like there's two horses in me.
Il a dit, c'est comme s'il y a deux
there's a black horse and there's a white horse.
Un cheval blanc et un cheval noir.
And they're always striving.
Et ils sont en train de se battre.
Then he asked Abraham, which one will win?
Et lui a demandé, qui
and
veut
he
la
says,
bataille?
Which one you feed the most?
Il dit, c'est celui que vous
and friends, there's
plus.
An attribute in you of God.
Il y a un attribut de Dieu
and
en
there's
vous.
This attribute attribute of your mother and father. These chromosomes you inherited from them, which came down through your genealogy. Yes, and God was involved in that. But the prophet said it's the human grab bag. It's like you go to the petrol station and there's a lucky dip, they call them. You know. And you buy it for your child, and there's some things that are good and some that you're going to throw away straight away. And what we inherit is from the human grab bag, the lucky dip. There's certain things that are virtuous and certain things that aren't. And there's certain things that if you feed them too much and give them too much dominion in your life, you're not going to manifest the name of your father in heaven. Maybe you're going to manifest the name of your father
in the flesh,
the first Adam.
Le premier Adam.
You're going to start to bring forth a manifestation that doesn't glorify God.
Vous allez commencer à manifester quelque chose qui ne glorifie pas
and
Dieu.
This is always going to be there.
Et cela va toujours être là.
Until we're taken out of this veil of flesh.
Jusqu'à ce que nous quitterons ce voile de
so chair. You've got to keep feeding the attribute in you.
Nous devons continuer à nourrir cet
attribut. You've got to keep bringing your soul
nous devons continuer
into the glory of God.
Dans la gloire de Dieu,
like Moses did.
Comme Moïse
and soaking
fait.
In the glory. Through the message of the hour. Communion in prayer, as we were speaking about last night. Clothing yourself in the spirit of sonship once again. And then when you come forth from there, you're going to be reflecting something. You're going to be shining with the glory of God. And there's nothing sweeter than that, friends. The prophet, he speaks of his wife in that meeting.
And
he says, Meda told me last night, said, Billy, I was sitting next to one of those Amish women last night.
He
said, and you could see she had been with God. She said, the sweetness of her spirit. He said, her eyes were bright and clear. She had been shut in with God.
Elle était en train de parler
in the secret place.
Dans les lieux secrets.
And when you come forth from there, friends,
et quand vous en sortez,
the prophet says, being in the presence of God,
le prophète dit, quand vous avez
it's like going out
Dieu,
early in the morning,
c'est comme quand vous sortez le matin,
among the honeysuckles,
dans le nid de miel,
and the dew is still fresh
quand
upon the fields,
la rosée est encore fraîche dans les
and
champs,
there's that freshness.
There's
that fragrance in the air.
Ce parfum dans
he says, you find someone who's been in his presence.
Vous trouvez quelqu'un qui a été dans sa présence.
He says, there's that freshness.
Il y a une douceur.
There's a certain fragrance that they're coming
forth un certain parfum qu'il répand.
And friends, we should live like that as much as we can.
Et nous devons vivre
because,
comme cela.
Because sometimes the witness we bear
parfois, les témoignages
when
que
we
nous
haven't
portons,
been in his glory
quand nous avons été dans sa présence,
it costs us dearly.
Quand nous n'avons pas
we'll
été
see
dans
it
sa
as
présence,
we go along.
Cela nous coûte très cher.
But the glory of God,
mais la gloire de Dieu,
it's the manifestation of God's true nature.
C'est la manifestation de Dieu au travers
this
de la
world
nature.
Needs to know the true nature of God.
Ce monde veut savoir la
and the prophet says,
Dieu.
I'm not going to read the Bible.
Ils vont pas lire la Bible.
They need to see it in you.
Ils vont le voir en vous.
They need to see the true nature of God in us.
Ils doivent voir la vraie nature
de and that'll
Dieu
be a glorious thing for the world to behold.
C'est une chose glorieuse pour le monde.
Even if it's an imperfect reflection through this veil.
Même au travers de cette réflexion de ce reflet imparfait dans ce
it's
voile.
It's still sufficient.
Cela est suffisant.
To leave a lasting impression.
Pour donner une impression.
Remember when Saul of Tarsus was consenting to the death of the believers?
Quand Paul de Tarsus consentait.
And here was a son of God. Stephen.
Le fils de Dieu, Étienne.
And there was an attribute in Stephen that was shining forth in his death.
Qui se manifestait en lui.
And the Bible says when they stoned him,
et la Bible dit, quand
he
lapidait,
was praying, saying, Father,
il priait, il dit,
lay this not to their charge.
Que cela ne soit pas.
Friends, that was the glory of God.
Il y avait la gloire de Dieu.
That was a manifestation of the true nature of God.
C'était la manifestation de la vraie nature de
and
Dieu.
The Bible says his face shone like an angel.
Et la Bible dit, son visage brillait comme
and
un
there
ange.
Was Saul.
Saul,
used of the devil in his anger, his hatred against the Christians.
Il était là, animé de l'esprit de haine,
holding the garments of them that were stoning Stephen to death.
Gardant les habits de ceux qui lapidaient Étienne.
But that manifestation of God's glory,
mais cette manifestation de la gloire de Dieu,
it left such an impression in Saul.
Avait laissé une telle
impression. He couldn't get away from it.
Qu'il ne pouvait pas s'en éloigner.
He tried to kick against the pricks. He tried to fight against it.
Il a essayé de les combattre.
But the prophet says that witness,
mais il a dit ce témoin,
that genuineness that he saw,
cette
authenticité he didn't understand
qu'il
Stephen's doctrine.
Il n'avait pas,
he didn't understand Stephen's doctrine.
Il n'avait pas compris la doctrine de Dieu.
But he knew this man's got something that I don't have.
Mais il savait que cet homme a quelque chose que je n'ai pas.
There's something here,
il y a quelque chose
that's left an impression in me,
qui a laissé une impression
and that
moi.
Haunted Paul. Saul, right until the heavenly vision, he couldn't get away from that. Don't you want to live a life like that? That even if your neighbors don't understand you, but you live that kind of a life, that it leaves an impression. That when people say there's nothing to the Bible, like that woman, that sister there in the house that day, and her husband was there with those two men in the bar. And they were saying, there's nothing like God. There's no genuine Christianity anymore. And that man says, there is.
Said,
how did you know? Sitting there with your beer in your hand.
Demandé,
he says, come home and see my wife. And then they went home and acted like they were drunk. We know the story. And he provoked her. But she answered not back. Friends, that was the glory of God. Because that's what Jesus did. When they provoked him, he answered not back. But he bore his cross. And he says, make me some eggs. And she brings eggs and he throws it on the floor. You know, I don't like my eggs like that. God, make me some more. That's not an easy one.
C'est pas facile.
God knows what we can bear.
Dieu sait ce que
God wouldn't
porter.
Do that to all our sisters.
Dieu ne va pas faire tout ça
because
à
some
à
of them
sœurs.
Have high passion.
Il y en a qui n'ont pas ce
contemporain. And the husband
là.
Will end up with a black eye.
Il y en a
there'll be a repentance afterwards.
Sortir de là avec des yeux
but God fait. Knew how to manifest through her temperament.
Dieu savait comment
so
se
he brought a situation
dans son tempérament.
That he could manifest through
il
her.
A amené une situation dans laquelle il pouvait se manifester.
And then she went back to the kitchen.
Elle est rentrée dans
and
la
they heard her singing, must Jesus bear the cross alone?
Et elle a commencé à chanter,
and
Jésus
all the world go
la croix. Il y a une croix pour moi.
And the husband said, you see, I told you. And she led them to Christ.
Et elle a laissé cela
it wasn't her teaching, her preaching. It was a life that was lived. It was the glory of God in a daughter. And that's what we're called to do. We're called to express Him in our neighborhoods. Express Him in the workplace. Preach the gospel to every creature. If necessary, use words. But it's a life that's manifest, friend. And you cannot impersonate that. You've got to spend time with Him. You've got to soak it in and soak it in. And then shine it forth. And this world's going to attack it and attack it. It's going to diminish. And you're going to need to get yourself in the mount once again. Lord, show me your glory. And you know when Moses prayed, show me your glory. The Lord said, I'll show you my goodness. I'll hide you in a cleft. There's a place by me. And then the Lord passed by. And he declared his name. The Lord. The Lord. Compassionate. Long-suffering. You go and read, I can't remember exactly how to quote the verse. And Moses saw the back part of a man. Because the glory of God is expressed in Jesus Christ. He was the full expression of the attributes of God. The glory of God. Now I'm going to try to show a slide here. The brothers have put something first that we can use our iPads here. And we do really thank the brothers for doing that. I don't know if it's going to come up here, but in a second, hopefully it will. Yes. I'm going to show this slide here, just to show it to the people maybe don't understand what we're trying to say here. If it will play there, good. So the prophet says,
le prophète a dit,
in God,
en Dieu.
In Elohim.
En Elohim.
He that dwelt alone.
C'est lui qui demeure seul.
There was his genes.
Il avait ses gènes.
There was his thoughts. There was his sons and his daughters.
Il avait ses fils et ses filles.
And God didn't want to dwell alone.
Et Dieu ne voulait pas
we said it last night.
Nous l'avons dit hier.
God didn't just want worship.
Dieu ne voulait pas
he got worship from the angels.
Il avait eu l'adoration
he
des
wanted
anges.
Fellowship. That's what he wanted. He wanted
il
fellowship
il désirait la
with his sons and his daughters.
Avec ses fils et ses filles.
So he spoke.
Il parla.
And here came the Logos, the word.
Et le Logos sorti.
And all of these attributes were in the Logos, the
et
word.
Tous ces attributs étaient dans le Logos, la parole.
Because your soul,
parce que votre
if it came from God,
qui vient de Dieu,
it's the word.
C'est la parole.
And then the word was made flesh
et la parole a été
and dwelt amongst us.
Et habita au milieu
Jesus
de
was the fullness of the Logos in flesh.
Jésus était la plénitude du Logos dans la
but
chair.
When Jesus was in flesh,
mais quand Jésus était dans la chair,
the attributes were in him.
Ses attributs étaient
your
dans
soul,
lui.
My soul,
ton âme, mon âme.
The genes of God were in him.
Les germes de Dieu étaient en lui.
And then they took him to the cross.
Et quand on l'a amené à la croix,
and he was smitten.
Il a été frappé.
He was judged.
Il a été jugé.
He was punished.
Puni.
And we were in him when he was punished.
Nous étions en lui quand il était
that's
puni.
Why you cannot bring any charge to God's elect.
C'est pourquoi vous ne pouvez pas condamner les élus de Dieu.
The case has been dismissed.
Ce cas
the song
a été
says
déjà
Jesus
considéré.
Dropped the charges.
Jésus avait fait baisser toutes les
charges. Because for the bride, the sons and daughters of God,
à cause de l'épouse, les fils
redemption
de Dieu,
was paid once and for all.
La rédemption était payée une fois pour
that's tout. Why the prophet says when they pierced his side,
c'est pourquoi le prophète dit quand on perça sa côte,
it could only happen when he was dead.
Cela pouvait seulement arriver quand il était
he
mort.
Had to be judged.
Il devait être jugé.
Punishment had to be meted upon him.
He had to say it's finished.
As we said before the cross it was Abba Father.
Comme on avait dit avant la croix c'était
on
Abba
the
Père.
Cross it was my God
à la croix c'était mon Dieu
then when the punishment was fully meted out on Jesus
et quand la punition était complètement déversée en Jésus
again it's Father
il a dit Père
into your hands I commit my spirit
je remets tout en tes mains
you see he's back into sonship once again
il rentre maintenant à être
our
fils
sin
encore. Nos péchés,
which was imputed to him,
qui ont été imputés sur lui,
has already been paid for.
Ont déjà
and
été payés.
Then the soldier pierces his side.
Alors le soldat perd sa
and
côte.
Then the other attributes can now come forth.
Alors d'autres attributs peuvent sortir.
The water and the blood.
L'eau et le sang.
And the spirit to come and activate the whole thing.
Et l'esprit qui devait activer
then the prophet says, when Adam was formed,
et le prophète dit, quand Adam a été formé,
and his spiritual being created by God,
un être spirituel créé par Dieu,
then Adam became God's thought expressed.
Alors Adam devint la pensée de Dieu exprimée.
And those eternal thoughts God had were now manifested.
Et ces pensées éternelles que Dieu avait ont été
manifestées. It says, down through the centuries we could go.
Et au travers des siècles, nous pouvons
we find a Moses,
nous trouvons Moïse,
a Jeremiah,
et Jérémie,
a John the Baptist.
Et Jean-Baptiste.
Each of these were God's eternal thought expressed in its season.
Et tous ceci étaient des pensées éternelles de Dieu exprimées dans leur
so
saison.
So these attributes, friends,
ces attributs
were manifest even before the cross,
ont été
because the Lamb was slain before the foundation of the world.
A été immolé avant la
but in Moses.
Mais en Moïse,
it was the attributes of God
il y avait les
to express God in that age,
pour Dieu
to show forth the glory of God in
pour
that
montrer
age.
La gloire de
in
Dieu
Jeremiah, in John the Baptist.
En Jérémie, en Jean
and
Baptiste.
That's an encouraging thing.
Et c'est une chose
because John the Baptist didn't always have good days, friends.
Parce que Jean-Baptiste n'avait pas toujours des bons jours.
He had times where the devil got a hold of him as well.
Il y avait des moments où le
and he started wondering, are you the one to come or should we look for another?
Il avait commencé à se demander, c'est lui qui doit venir, on devait attendre un autre.
But Jesus never gave up on him.
Mais Jésus ne l'a pas
Jesus
abandonné.
Sent his word to him.
Il dit, Jésus envoya
because
sa
he was one of the sons of God.
Parce qu'il était un des fils de Dieu.
The prophet says now.
Le prophète dit
it
maintenant,
says, he has chosen us in him,
il
in
nous a
Jesus,
choisi en lui, Jésus,
before the foundation of the world.
Avant la fondation du monde.
That's right. We were right there with him.
Nous étions là avec lui.
So we come from the same place that Jesus came from.
Nous venons du même lieu que
that's
Jésus.
Why he is our brother.
C'est pourquoi il est notre
and
frère.
That's why we said last week, we are his responsibility.
C'est pourquoi la semaine
he's the firstborn among many brethren.
Il est le premier né des
plusieurs. He's the captain of our salvation.
Il est le
capitaine who has been
de notre
commissioned
salut, qui a été
to bring many sons to glory, the Bible
says. Beaucoup de fils à
he's
la gloire.
The forerunner.
Il est le
he's the first sheaf. He's the wave offering. Speaking of a full field that's also going to come to maturity.
Of the same crop.
How wonderful that it is. That God allowed us to be represented in Him. I'll just put it on again. It must have some sort of a timeout here. I'll put it again. Now look at this next one. I'll just show you one more slide. Concerning the family of God. If it'll come. I call this the you, me, him triangle. Now the unity of
toi,
the body of
lui
Christ.
Et moi, le triangle de toi, lui et moi.
The closer you get to him.
Plus vous vous approchez de
and the closer that I get to him.
Plus je m'approche de
the
lui,
closer we get to one another.
Plus nous nous approchons l'un de
that is the way it works in the kingdom of God.
C'est comme ça que ça marche dans le royaume de Dieu.
We can try to get close to one another.
Nous pouvons essayer de nous
but
approcher
there's a lot of things we're not going to agree on.
Mais
the secondary things of life.
Nous pouvons pas être d'accord
the secondary things of our diversity.
Des choses secondaires de notre
you may
diversité.
Like this, I may like that.
Je peux aimer
in the natural.
Vous pouvez aimer cela, c'est naturel.
But inside of us.
Mais en nous,
there's an attribute that came from the same place.
Il y a un attribut qui est venu du même lieu, du même endroit.
My soul came from the same place as your soul.
Mon âme et votre âme sont venus du même endroit.
Therefore, the body of Christ, the family of God,
alors, le corps
is
de Christ,
not divided.
La famille de Dieu n'est pas divisé.
All one family, we.
Nous sommes tous une même famille.
But it's only rarely expressed.
Mais cela est réellement exprimé
the unity in the body
l'unité dans le
is
corps.
Only rarely expressed
cela est exprimé seulement
when I come out of myself
réellement quand je sors de moi-même
and I get close to him.
Et je me rapproche
and he puts his glory in me.
Et il place sa gloire
and
en
I
moi.
Start to reflect his glory through my temperament like
je
the prophet
à refléter sa gloire au travers
I
de mon
start to manifest what I'm ordained to manifest.
Et je commence à manifester ce que
you
je suis
start to
manifester.
Manifest what you are ordained to manifest.
Vous commencez à manifester ce que vous êtes censé manifester.
And the prophet says, when you see a family
dit, quand vous voyez
like
une famille,
that,
comme cela,
in oneness,
dans l'unité,
you're going to see a mighty, wonderful picture.
Vous allez voir une photo, une image merveilleuse.
But that's what it needs
c'est
for us to be one like that.
C'est ce que nous, ce dont nous avons besoin.
Listen what the Bible says in John chapter 17.
Dans Jean 17, écoutez ce que la Bible dit.
When Jesus himself is praying.
Quand Jésus lui-même prie,
verse 20,
verset
20. We read it last night. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word.
Mais pour ceux qui vont croire en moi au travers
now listen
de la
to Jesus' prayer.
Écoutez la prière
that they all may be one.
Pour qu'ils soient tous un.
As thou, Father, art in me.
Comme toi, le Père, tu es en moi.
And I in thee.
Et moi en toi.
That they also may be one in us.
Pour qu'ils soient tous un en nous.
Why?
Pourquoi?
That the world may believe.
Pour que le monde croie.
That thou hast sent me.
Que tu m'avais envoyé.
Friends, when the church really is in its position,
quand l'église est vraiment
it is
en
such
sa position,
a witness of the truth.
Ils sont
just the unity of the believers,
c'est
the family of God.
Croyants, la famille de Dieu.
Just two believers in harmony, in unity with one another.
Deux croyants qui
it
se
is
en
such
harmonie,
a reflection of the glory
l'autre.
Of God.
C'est là, c'est une
look what he says
Dieu.
In the next verse.
Écoutez ce qu'il dit dans le
and the glory which thou gavest me, Jesus
et la
said,
gloire que tu m'avais donné,
I have given them
je la leur ai donné,
that they may be one.
Pour qu'ils soient un,
even as we are one.
Comme nous sommes
you
un.
And I cannot be one in ourselves.
Vous et moi, on peut pas être un en nous-mêmes.
You're gonna like Apple. I'm gonna like Samsung.
Tu peux aimer Apple.
You're gonna like Ford. I'm gonna like Hyundai.
Tu peux aimer Ford. Moi, j'aime Hyundai.
You're gonna like blue. I'm gonna like green.
Tu peux aimer le bleu.
But
moi,
when
j'aime
we come up higher.
Mais quand nous montons au-delà,
and when we look back further
et quand nous regardons,
and see where we came from
quand nous regardons d'où nous venons,
and when we look in the future and see where we're going to
quand nous regardons le futur où nous nous dirigeons,
and when his thoughts are revealed to us
quand nos, ses pensées nous sont révélées,
we start to reveal to us, reveals to us
nous commençons, il commence à nous révéler
that we're brethren
que nous sommes frères.
We're from the same Father.
Nous sommes, nous venons du
we're
même
called
père.
To express Him in this age.
Nous sommes censés l'exprimer en cet
but âge. You see, Jesus said, Father, the only way it can happen, you're going to have to give them your glory.
La seule chose que Jésus a dit,
it's only when
you're
reflecting His glory.
Ta gloire.
The prophet says, what do we love? We love Christ in one another.
Le prophète dit, nous devons aimer Christ dans l'un
we love it when those attributes in each of us are manifest.
Nous devons aimer les attributs
in whatever calling we call to.
Peu importe l'appel avec
is it not lovely to see a mother? in her position.
C'est merveilleux de voir votre mère
reflecting Christ to her children.
De voir une mère refléter Christ à ses enfants.
Friends, in this age where there's no reflection of genuine motherhood hardly.
Dans cet âge où il n'y a pas le vrai reflet de la maternité.
And then a mother.
Quand une mère
spends time in His glory.
Passe du temps en sa gloire.
Then she starts to reflect what motherhood really is.
Elle commence réellement refléter la maternité.
And a father respects fatherhood.
Et le père reflète
la maternité. And a brother starts to show the spirit of brotherhood.
Et le frère commence à montrer l'esprit de fraternité.
We're coming up higher.
We're getting closer to him. Plus en sa
We're getting closer to each other.
Nous rapprochons plus l'un de l'autre.
Friends, we are one.
Nous sommes
But
un.
Sometimes we just don't realize it.
Parfois, nous ne le réalisons pas.
Because we're feeding the wrong attributes.
Parce que nous nourrissons les mauvais
attributes.
We're
spending too much time concentrating on the wrong attributes.
Nous passons plus de temps nous concentrant sur les mauvais attributes.
It's the eternal attribute in us that's one.
C'est l'attribut éternel en nous qui est un.
When Paul came.
Quand Paul vint,
and he speaks of Timothy.
Il parle de Timothée,
in Philippians chapter 2,
dans Philippiens 2,
verse 19,
verset 19.
Listen how he speaks about Timothy.
Regardez comment il parle de Timothée.
Philippians 2:19. But I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy shortly to you, that I also may be of good comfort when I know your state. The next verse. For I have no man like-minded.
Amen.
That word like-minded actually means like-souled. He's got the same soul as me, Timothy.
Qui a la même âme que moi dans l'éternité.
One man expressed it, he says it's one soul in two bodies. That's what Paul is saying here.
Quelqu'un l'a exprimé en disant une âme dans deux corps.
He says, I have no one like Timothy that's like-minded as me.
Je ne connais personne comme Timothée qui a la même.
The greatest thing God can give you is like-minded people.
C'est une bonne chose.
It's the greatest blessing God can give you in this life.
C'est une grande bénédiction.
I'm so glad that no matter where I go, there's like-minded people. I wonder about the contentious people in this message. Wherever they go, they make a fuss and make a problem. I don't understand that.
Il y a des gens qui sont problématiques.
They form their own groups, have their own conventions, separate themselves. I'm not saying they're not sons of God, but they're not manifesting the attributes of God.
Ils manifestent pas les attributs de Dieu.
They're not like-minded. They know better than everybody else in the message.
Ils sont pas mieux.
If you want to be in the bride, you've got to go to them.
That's
nonsense, friends. Nonsense. Never follow anything like that. The bride is humble. Because Jesus was humble. She reflects His glory. She's going to be like Him. She's bone of His bone, flesh of His flesh, spirit of His spirit. And friends, when we're clothed in sonship, we never behave like that.
Quand nous nous revêtons de l'esprit de Christ,
but when you bring ourselves from the spirit of sonship and we take the headship ourselves,
mais quand nous sortons de cet esprit que nous prenons
then now, look at me, look who I am.
Alors vous dites, voyez ce que je suis.
We need to come back into His glory.
Nous devons
and His glory needs to minister to the right place.
Et sa gloire doit se
to the soul. So we can reflect Him. Because when the glory just comes on our human spirit,
parce que quand il vient dans notre esprit humain,
the anointed ones at the end time, we can do great things, but you don't bear true record of who He is.
Mais ils vont pas montrer réellement
we're not showing
est.
His attributes.
Nous ne montrons pas ses attributes.
And I'm sure none of us want to bear false witness of His attributes.
Personne de nous ne veut, personne
because we weren't born for that.
De ses attributes.
So He says about Timothy, I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state. My Timothy had got himself into such a condition that it was natural for him to do that which was right.
Timothée s'est placé dans une condition où il était naturel pour lui de faire.
The old Timothy had so died, was in such a subjection.
Le vieux Timothée était tellement mort.
And the attribute,
et l'attribut,
the soul from before the foundation of the world,
l'âme d'avant
his calling, his purpose,
et son appel,
the very
son
essence
objectif,
that he was put in flesh,
le but pour
it was just
il
now
a
naturally unfolding itself.
A commencé à se dévoiler.
That's maturity, friends.
C'est cela la maturité.
That is adoption.
C'est l'adoption.
That's when a person's in their position.
C'est une personne
and
qui
they're
est
just naturally reflecting it. Naturally reflecting the glory of God.
Et va naturellement commencer à refléter
he
la
says in the next
Dieu.
Verse, for
suivant.
All, now he's speaking of in the message of his day.
Il parle du message
he says, for all seek their own.
Parce que plusieurs cherchent leur propre
not droit. The things which are Jesus Christ. Not the things for the family.
Pas des choses de la famille.
They're seeking the things for themselves.
Ils cherchent pour eux-mêmes.
Verse 22, but you know the proof of him. Timothy had been proved. That as a son with his father. I like that.
Amen.
Timothy was in sonship, friends.
Timothée était fils.
Under the message of the hour, under Paul.
Sous le message
as a son Paul. With his father, he has served with me in the gospel.
Comme un fils avec son père, il a servi avec moi dans le.
It was natural.
C'était naturel.
He was in the spirit of sonship.
Il était dans l'esprit de
God
fils.
Could reflect himself through this man.
Dieu s'est reflété.
And this is one of the attributes that you find.
Et c'est l'un des attributs que vous trouvez.
Of sonship. In sonship, you don't just look for your own.
En étant fils, vous ne cherchez pas pour vous-même.
You care for the family.
Vous prenez soin de la
famille. That's an attribute of sonship. We saw it last night when Jesus prayed.
C'est l'attribut de fils.
Just
quand
a few
Jésus
verses,
prié,
he prayed for himself.
Il y a peu de versets.
The rest of his prayer in John 17 was praying for his family.
En Jean 17, le reste.
Praying for his brethren.
Priait pour ses frères.
Praying for them
famille,
that shall believe upon the word.
Pour ceux qui croiront à la parole.
That's real sonship.
C'est là le vrai.
When he was willing to take the burden of the family upon himself.
Il était prêt à prendre le fardeau de la famille pour sur lui-même.
To bear the burden.
Porter le fardeau.
It was a great characteristic that he had.
C'était un bon caractère qu'il avait.
Because we saw it last week.
Nous l'avons vu la semaine passée.
The zeal of his father's house.
Les ailes de la
his father's business was preeminent.
Les affaires de son père étaient
and the father's business is his family, friends.
Et les affaires de son père
is his house, is his family.
C'est sa maison, sa famille.
And that is what Jesus,
c'est ce que Jésus,
his burden was.
C'est ce qu'était le fardeau
was for
de
the
Jésus.
Family of God.
C'était pour la famille
and
de
I believe as we come up higher,
et je crois que plus nous montons,
as we get closer to him,
plus nous nous approchons
our burden more becomes a family and less becomes ourselves.
Nos frères vont devenir notre famille.
We're leaving me down there and you leaving you down there.
Je laisse moi
and we're drawing
là
closer
bas,
to him.
En bas et nous montons plus.
And he shines and energizes that attribute that God has put in you to shine forth.
Il va donner de l'énergie à cet attribut que Dieu a placé en vous pour
and
briller.
God put it in you for the family.
Et Dieu a placé cela en vous pour la famille.
Every gift, every ministry, every chaque manifestation
chaque don, chaque ministère, chaque manifestation
is for the good of the body.
C'est pour le bien du corps.
It's to be used for the family.
C'est pour être utilisé.
And friends,
pour
if I'm really in my position,
et si je suis réellement
if I'm really
position,
clothed in the spirit of sonship,
si
and you are too,
revêtu de cet esprit,
though we have diversities of callings,
même s'il y a diversité d'appels,
it's going to be one sweet symphony.
Ce sera une belle symphonie.
Different instruments.
Des instruments
different temperaments.
Des tempéraments
different
différents,
giftings, different callings.
Des dons et des appels différents.
But it's going to play under one great symphony.
Mais cela va s'accorder dans une belle symphonie.
The mind of one great composer.
La pensée du plus grand
and
you're
going to move in tune with one great conductor.
Cela va sous la conduite d'un seul conducteur.
But I really do know and you know that it takes your time to get there.
Et nous savons
this is perfection, maturity. This is adoption. This is where God wants to get his people to.
C'est à cela que Dieu veut amener son peuple.
So the sons of God
les fils de Dieu
are always the sons of God.
Ont toujours été
God
fils
will
de Dieu.
Never lose one of his sons.
Dieu ne va jamais perdre un de ses fils.
But don't forget what I read in the beginning. Make your calling and your election sure.
Mais n'oubliez pas ce que j'ai dit au commencement. Rendez-vous sûr de votre appel et de votre.
Are the attributes of sonship in you?
Cet attribut de fils en
are they being displayed in you?
A-t-il
are you fulfilling your calling?
Are
you manifesting your election?
Manifestez-vous votre
surely
election.
That's the place of confidence that we can have as believers.
C'est le lieu de confiance
that we were in him before the foundation
c'est le lieu
of
d'assurance sur lequel nous étions.
So we need to work out our
nous étions en lui avant la fondation
salvation
du monde.
With fear and trembling like
nous
the Bible
devons travailler
says.
Envers notre salut
we have
avec
our part
peur
we have to play.
C'est que nous
and just
payer.
To balance it down the other side, although we always are sons and we always were sons,
pour le balancer, pour l'équilibrer, même si nous avions
God tous can never lose one of his attributes. Never.
Dieu ne va jamais perdre un de ses attributs.
There was a son called Brother Ramsey.
Il y avait un fils appelé Frère Ramsey.
And Brother Ramsey, he started off well.
Frère Ramsey avait bien commencé.
And he started to preach the gospel.
Il commença à prêcher l'évangile.
And he was called unto that.
Il a été appelé
he
à
was
cela.
Called to manifest his father's name down that way.
Il a été appelé à manifester le nom de son fils.
He was called to that place in the family.
Il a été appelé en cette position.
A place of authority in the family.
Il avait l'autorité.
But certain things happened and Brother Ramsey got discouraged in his calling.
Certaines choses arrivèrent et le frère.
And Brother Branham went to try to encourage him. Another minister went. But Brother Ramsey one day got so discouraged he took his preacher's papers, he tore them up, threw them in the bin. He said, I'm through with it.
Il les a jetés dans la poubelle.
And he went to work on the Sunday.
Et il est allé travailler un dimanche.
And there was Mose there. the colored brother, working with him.
Il y avait un certain frère qui travaillait avec
lui. Now Moses should have been in church as well, but he was working on a Sunday.
Et le frère était censé être à l'église, mais il travaillait aussi le dimanche.
And then Brother Ramsey says, Moses,
et le frère
go across the river. We're not allowed to buy alcohol in our state. Go across the river to the other state and buy me some alcohol, some beer.
Il a dit au frère, frère, va dans tel endroit, achète-moi de l'alcool.
And Moses said, far be it from me ever to buy a servant of God beer.
Il dit, je ne peux pas acheter de la bière à un serviteur de Dieu.
He says, Moses, I'm finished with it.
Il dit, frère Moses, je
I'm
suis
through with it.
J'en ai fini avec.
And
je
Brother
n'ai plus
Ramsey
rien à voir avec.
Got in the car himself, drove across the river, bought himself a crate of beer, and he came and he drank.
Il est allé lui-même, il s'est acheté de la bière, il est venu là commencer à boire.
He was a son.
Mais il était toujours un fils.
And the prophet says, I went to him. He says, another brother, such a Methodist minister, went to him to correct. He
dit,
wouldn't be corrected.
Il ne voulait pas être corrigé.
He says, a few weeks later,
il dit, quelques
he was laying
temps,
sick and dying in the hospital.
Il était là mourant à l'hôpital.
He says, and then he died.
Et il mourut.
He says, that was a sure sign.
Et le prophète dit, c'était un
that he was the son of God.
Sûr que c'était un fils
because
de Dieu.
The son wouldn't be corrected.
Parce que le fils
so
ne
God had to
corrigé.
Shorten his days and take him home.
Dieu devait right. écourter ses jours et le ramener à la maison.
That's wonderful.
C'est merveilleux.
My Amen. God is gracious, friends.
Dieu Amen. Est plein de grâce.
What about the other daughter?
Qu'en est-il de l'autre fille?
That had an attribute in her. She was a daughter of God.
Qui avait un attribut en elle? Elle était
But
fille
it had
de
never
Dieu.
Been expressed.
Qui, elle avait des
attributs
God
qui had not yet fellowship to this daughter.
Dieu
in the flesh.
Dieu n'avait pas pu communier avec sa fille dans la
she
chair.
Was still living with that attribute laying dormant in her, living
elle
in her sin.
Toujours cet attribut dormant en elle.
And she used to come to the Branham Tabernacle,
elle venait au Branham Tabernacle
from when she was a young girl.
Quand elle était petite fille.
But she never responded to the gospel.
Mais elle n'avait pas répondu à l'évangile.
And then one day,
et un jour,
she's expecting.
Elle
and the child dies in the womb.
Elle était enceinte,
almost a full-term pregnancy.
Elle était enceinte et l'enfant est mort enceinte.
And whatever septicemia gets in, and she's there's nothing the doctors can do. She's
il
dying.
Avait du cancer et les docteurs
and she calls faire. For Brother Branham.
Elle a appelé frère Branham.
And the prophet comes there.
Et le prophète est venu.
And he says, "Do you remember me, sister?" He says, "Brother Branham, I remember you well."
Il dit, "Te souviens-tu de moi, sœur?"
And he says, "Are you ready to go? Do you know your condition?" She says, "Yes, I know my condition."
Il doit demander connaître tu ta condition elle dit je le sais
she
bien
says, but I'm not right with God.
Mais elle dit je veux être avec Dieu
and the prophet says but you can make right now
et le prophète a dit tu peux
and
tout
she
arranger
made right
et là, tout
and
arranger.
The glory of God came in the soul
et la gloire de
and
Dieu
she started to rejoice
et là, commencé à
and she
se
said
réjouir.
Brother Branham I feel so different
et elle dit, frère Branham, je me sens différent.
And the doctors come now and they check her physically and say we can do the operation something's happened here
les docteurs sont venus, ils ont dit, nous
and everyone's excited because she's coming out of the hospital a couple of days after the operation
et quelques jours après, elle est sortie de l'hôpital.
Then she's sitting with her mother
elle
late at night,
mère.
And she says, "Mommy, I'm so happy."
Elle a dit à sa mère, "Maman, je suis très contente."
And the mother says, "We're also happy."
Elle a
she
dit
says, "Because I've made peace with God."
Parce que tu as fait la paix
and
avec
then she
Dieu.
Says, "Mommy, I'm going home."
Il dit, "Maman, je vais maintenant."
Says,
à la
"Yes,
maison.
You'll go home once the operation's finished." She says, "No, I'm going
il
home
lui a
now."
Dit, tu vas rentrer à la maison
it's my time to go. And she dies.
Non, 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 je dois rentrer.
And
chez
the prophet doesn't understand.
Et le prophète ne comprend pas.
And he gets a bit. Towards God, like many people do sometimes, when you don't understand, he demands an answer from God.
Il est allé demander
then the prophet says, "When you demand an answer from God, he's going to be plenty quiet for a while."
Il dit, quand vous demandez des explications à Dieu, il va rester
and then
calme.
One day, when the prophet was praying,
et un jour, quand le prophète
the Lord came
prié,
down and revealed and said,
il est venu, il
"Go
dit,
and speak to her mother.
Va parler à sa mère.
Ask about last year."
Demande-lui au sujet de
when she
passée.
Was down by the river and she fell in the river
quand elle est tombée
and her
dans
hair got caught, her clothing got caught in the roots
quand ses habits ont été saisis,
and she almost died
et
and they had to revive her
on devait la
and
ressusciter.
Then the Lord says that was the time that she was supposed to go but she wasn't ready
il a dit, c'était le
and
moment
because
elle était
she's
partir,
my daughter
elle était pas prête
I had to get her ready before I bring her
je
home
devais la prêter avant de la
you
ramener.
Can God's never going to lose his sons
Dieu ne va jamais perdre
we just need to make sure we're his sons and daughters let's
nous
work out
nous rassurer que nous
make your
des
calling
filles.
Your election sure manifest so, these attributes
de votre élection, de votre
but God doesn't lose his children
Dieu ne perd pas ses enfants.
But the prophet then gets on to another thought and he says it in the adoption series he says
dans la série d'adoption, il dit,
when a boy was born in those days
quand un fils était
he says the boy being a son already
le fils, l'enfant était déjà un fils.
So a man born
il était né
in his great father who owns a great estate
dans son, la maison de son père.
That boy is always going to be his son.
So, cet enfant allait toujours être son fils.
But his inheritance,
mais son héritage,
depends on his sonship.
Dépendait de son,
and friends, inheritance,
son héritage,
not your eternal salvation. If you are a son, you are a son. You're going to be saved, you're going to be there.
Pas votre salut, mais si vous êtes fils, vous êtes fils.
But your adoption, your inheritance,
mais votre adoption,
is
votre
totally determined by your behavior.
Est dépend complètement de
what
votre
is your attitude to your father's business?
Votre attitude par
that determines our inheritance.
Cela détermine
Jesus had the full spirit of sonship.
Jésus était
that's why he said, all power in heaven and earth is given unto me.
Il disait, tout pouvoir au ciel et sur
because
la
the authority,
donné.
The dominion, the inheritance,
parce que l'autorité,
the blessing
la domination, l'héritage,
is completely related to the sonship,
est complètement lié
to the spirit of sonship
à
that you have.
À l'esprit des fils en vous.
The prophet said, yes, he was a son.
Le prophète dit, c'est vrai qu'il
but
était
if
un
he
fils.
Wasn't a worthy son,
mais s'il n'était pas un fils digne,
the father couldn't adopt him.
Le père ne pouvait pas
or place him in his own family.
Si devait amener le
he would always be there.
Il allait toujours être
daddy
là.
Would always give him food. Daddy would always give him clothes.
Papa allait toujours lui donner la
daddy would allow him to do some années. Work on the farm to make a living.
Il allait lui donner un travail dans la ferme.
But he would never come into the position that the father's burden was for him to come to.
Il ne devait jamais arriver à la position où le père voulait
to
qu'il
step
soit.
Into his father's shoes.
Pour entrer dans la position
to
de son
manifest
père.
What the father manifests.
Pour manifester ce que le
to
père
to handle things the way that the father handled things.
Pour gérer les choses la manière dont le père les gérait.
The prophet says he was a restless child maybe.
Il était peut-être un fils
he didn't have the ability to carry on with his father's work.
Il n'avait pas la capacité de faire les
so
de
the
son
father
père.
Just let him go on as a son.
Le père le laissait toujours aller comme fils.
But if he was a fine boy,
mais s'il était un bon garçon,
he was about his father's business.
Il s'occupait des affaires de son père.
The tutor would bring back word to the father.
Le tuteur allait donner le rapport au père.
Saying your son is fine.
Et disant son ton
he's
fils est bon.
Eligible.
Il est éligible.
He's all right.
Il est très bon.
Then the father took the son out into a public place.
Le père alors allait l'amener
as a public testimony.
Un lieu public pour un témoignage.
And he put
public.
A special robe upon him.
Il va le revêtir d'une robe spéciale.
Set him up before the people.
Il va le montrer devant
and
les
he adopted
gens.
His son.
Il va l'adopter.
And here he is, he says,
écoutez-le.
If the son dire. Was a kind of a renegade boy,
si c'était un enfant renégat,
and he did not obey the father.
Et qu'il n'obéissait pas au père.
He wasn't in the spirit of sonship.
Il n'était pas dans l'esprit d'être
fils. He wanted to do things his own way.
Il allait faire les choses
wanted
à
to
sa
run
manière.
Things his own way.
Il voulait conduire les choses
his
à sa manière.
Thoughts, his opinions, he put them above his father's thoughts
ses
and
pensées,
opinions.
Ses opinions, il les place au-dessus de celles de son père.
Why the tutor would blush.
Là, le tuteur allait être, il allait être,
and the father could never give that boy anything.
Et le père ne pouvait pas donner quelque chose à ce
but
fils.
But what if he was a good boy?
Et quoi s'il était un bon fils?
And the father said, how is my son progressing?
Il allait lui demander comment progresse
oh,
mon fils.
Oh, the tutor says.
Le tuteur allait dire.
Father, you know what?
Père, tu sais.
Your boy is just exactly like you.
Ton père, ton fils est réellement comme toi.
That's what every father wants.
C'est ce que chaque père aime.
Your boy is just like you.
Ton fils est
when you're in the spirit.
Toi,
when you're shining forth his glory.
Quand vous manifestez sa gloire.
He's about your business.
Il s'occupe de
he does it just the way you would do it.
Il le fait exactement comme toi, tu
why the whole kingdom here
tout le royaume
can
ici
see your reflection right in that boy.
Peut voir ton reflet vraiment dans ce fils.
The prophet says, oh my,
le prophète dit,
that's what we want.
C'est ce que nous voulons.
Reflections of Jesus Christ.
Les reflets de Jésus
Christ. Friend, he's the perfect son. We want to reflect him.
Il est le fils parfait. Nous
he received the full inheritance. He's the firstborn.
Il a reçu la plénitude de l'héritage. Nous sommes, il
we
est
want
le
to reflect him.
Nous voulons le refléter.
And like we saw last week, when he was 12 years old, he was already about his father's
et
business.
Quand il avait 12 ans seulement, il s'occupait
and he was always about his father's business.
Et il s'occupait toujours des affaires
that
de
was
son
the
père.
Burden of his heart.
C'était le fardeau sur son cœur.
Was his father's business, his father's house.
Les affaires de son père.
So you could be born a son
il pouvait être né fils,
and yet not inherit the blessings
il ne pouvait pas
of sonship.
Les
your inheritance.
De la qualité de fils.
If you go back in the Bible, we'll finish with this thought.
Nous allons terminer avec cette pensée.
When it came time for Jacob to bless his sons,
quand le temps arriva pour que Jacob bénisse ses enfants,
concerning their future blessing and inheritance.
Considérant leur
Genesis 49 verse 1.
Genèse 49.
We'll take this a bit further and then we'll finish it another time by the grace of God. Genesis 49.
Genèse 49.
But God put a real lesson here for us.
Dieu a placé une belle leçon ici.
And Jacob called unto his sons and said, gather yourselves together that I may tell you that which will befall you in the last days. So this is prophesying about what they're going to inherit.
Il prophétise au sujet de ce qu'ils allaient hériter.
And we're going to see that what they're going to inherit is based on the conduct they've already shown.
Ce qu'ils vont hériter dépend de la conduite qu'ils ont montré.
Gather yourselves together and hear ye sons of Jacob and hearken unto Israel your father. So fatherhood is coming to distribute the blessing, the inheritance.
Descend pour distribuer
and the sons are gathering now.
Les fils
around the bed of Jacob is about to die.
Autour de Jacob,
he starts with the firstborn, Reuben, verse 3.
Il commence avec le premier
né. Reuben, thou art my firstborn.
Tu es mon premier-né.
My might, the beginning of my strength, the excellency of dignity, and the excellency of power. That was the potential this boy had.
C'est le potentiel qu'il avait.
Because he was ordained to be the firstborn.
Parce qu'il était ordonné à être le premier-né.
Now the firstborn, the rights of a firstborn.
Les droits du premier-né.
What was a firstborn to do?
Qu'est-ce que le premier-né était?
There were three things. The inheritance.
L'héritage.
The firstborn got a double portion of the inheritance.
Le premier-né avait d'abord la double portion de
l'héritage. A double share of the property.
La double portion de la
propriété. That's why Elisha wanted a double portion of the spirit.
C'est ce qu'Élisée désirait, la double portion.
Because he had shown true sonship under Elijah.
Parce qu'il avait montré le vrai.
And because Elisha showed continual perfect sonship right to the end, he received the double portion.
Élisée était un bon fils jusqu'à la fin.
Because inheritance always goes together with sonship.
Il dit cela marche toujours avec.
And he was tested, and Elijah kept saying, "Wait here and wait there."
Just
the school of the prophets and all those things.
Lui disait, reste
he
ici,
says,
reste
I'm not going to leave you.
Il dit, je vais pas te laisser.
That was a real son.
C'était un vrai signe.
Then the second thing about the firstborn, the birthright, was the kingship.
La deuxième chose
the
scepter
du
premier-né, c'était
was
le sceptre,
given to the firstborn.
He
became the head of the family.
Il devenait la tête de la
he
famille.
Was in charge of the family property.
Il s'occupait des propriétés.
He was responsible to maintain the younger sons.
Il devait s'occuper des plus jeunes.
He got a considerable amount of authority.
Il avait de l'autorité.
That was the second phase of, second stage of, or the second part of the birthright. Finally, he had the priesthood.
Et puis il avait la prêtrise.
He received the blessing.
Il recevait la bénédiction.
And it placed him in close fellowship with Jehovah.
Et il a placé en proche communion avec Dieu.
Under the covenant.
Sous l'alliance.
So that he could manifest the priesthood to the tribe.
Il pouvait alors manifester.
That was a real balance that he had. He had great, great things that were given to him. So Reuben, this should have been his inheritance.
As the firstborn.
God doesn't make a mistake.
Dieu ne commet pas d'erreur.
God doesn't put Reuben first just by mistake.
Dieu n'a pas placé Reuben être premier.
The potential was there, friends.
Le potentiel était là.
But verse 3.
Verset 4.
Unstable as water. Thou shalt not excel. Because thou wentest to thy father's bed, then defilest thou it. He went up to my couch. He went and slept with Bilhah, his father's concubine.
Il est allé coucher avec Bilhah, la femme de son, la concubine de son père.
Imagine that.
Imaginez cela.
He's not trying to establish his father's business and home. He's going to try to establish his own through his own seed.
Il n'essaie pas d'établir les affaires de son père, mais il veut sa.
When his father died under that law, he would have inherited those concubines. You know that.
Que si son père mourait, il pouvait hériter toutes ses concubines.
But not while his father was alive.
Mais pas pendant que son père était.
Remember, Absalom got his father's concubines. Remember, David's concubines and the Old Testament.
Absalom hérita des concubines de son père.
But Reuben, his flesh overcame him, and he ran ahead.
Reuben était conduit par la chair et il précéda.
And he came out of the spirit of sonship.
Et il sortit de l'esprit de fils.
And he went and wanted to assume the position of his father, but it wasn't yet time.
Il voulait assumer la position de son père pendant qu'il n'était pas encore temps.
And that was a great mistake that he
made. Et c'était une grosse erreur.
And that night he might have thought he got away with it.
Et cette nuit-là, il pensa peut-être qu'il
s'en
est bien tiré.
Because that was 40 years before.
Parce que cela se passa
40
ans
had passed.
40 ans plus tôt.
And when it came time now for the inheritance, for the placing of the sons,
quand le moment arriva pour le placement des fils,
the spirit brings it up.
L'esprit le ramène.
Reuben.
Il dit Reuben.
He went to my couch. He defiled my couch.
Tu as souillé mon lit.
And the birthright's taken from Reuben.
Et le droit de naissance a été.
And the threefold birthrights distributed among the sons of Jacob.
Et c'est trois,
Joseph, Judah, Levi. They get the three parts,
the
blessing, the inheritance. Les premiers
nés ont été distribués parmi ses autres frères.
But Reuben still stayed a son.
Mais Reuben demeura toujours fils.
He never lost being a son.
Il n'a pas
the position of being
fils.
A son. But because he never took that position of sonship as seriously as he should.
Mais parce qu'il n'avait pas pris cette position,
he never
avec
manifested what he should. He allowed the flesh to overcome him.
Il a permis que la chair puisse le conduire.
He lost the blessings of sonship.
Il a perdu la
bénédiction. He lost his inheritance.
Il a perdu son héritage.
Friends, it's a scary thing to think about.
C'est une chose
God doesn't effrayante. Forget.
Dieu
it doesn't
pas.
Matter how long ago it was when you did it.
Peu importe combien cela était,
you
combien
cannot
longtemps
hide
cela,
it from God.
Vous pouvez pas le
you
cacher.
Can cover your sins that the world may not see.
Vous pouvez cacher vos péchés que le monde ne peut
but
pas le voir.
But you'll wonder why it's not the way that it should be in the soul.
Mais vous vous demandez
you wonder why it's not the authority you should have. There's not the priesthood, the standing before God and intercession that you should have. God has an issue against you.
Dieu a quelque chose contre
toi. Unresolved issues in the past.
Une chose irrésolue dans le passé.
Although you were son.
Même s'il était fils,
you lose the benefits of sonship.
Vous perdez les avantages.
The prophet says, now when the father became aware that the boy was not worthy,
quand le père se rendait compte que le fils
he never fils, disowned him.
Il ne le reniait
he
pas.
Was still his boy.
Il était toujours
but
son
he
fils,
couldn't put confidence in him.
Mais pouvait pas lui faire confiance.
And surely any son, the greatest thing you want the Lord to do for your father is to put confidence in you.
Tout ce qu'un fils veut,
that's
veut
how we try to learn from our mistakes.
Confiance.
That's how we desire those things to be stepping stones, not stumbling blocks, like the prophet said.
Nos erreurs doivent être des pierres qui vont aider les gens à monter, et non des pierres d'achoppement.
The prophet says,
le prophète
his
dit,
conduct determined his inheritance.
Sa conduite déterminait son héritage.
If he was a good son,
s'il était un bon fils,
he would inherit all the father had.
Il allait hériter tout ce que le
if
père
he wasn't a good son, then he got nothing.
S'il n'était pas un bon fils,
because
il
he wasn't
rien.
Worthy.
Parce qu'il n'était pas digne
yet he was a son.
D'être fils. Mais il était toujours
yet
fils.
He was a son.
Il était toujours fils.
And now when the birthright's handed out in Chronicles, it tells us that.
Quand
it says, the sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, for he was the firstborn.
Il était le premier
but for as much as he defiled his father's bed,
mais comme il souilla le lit de son père,
his birthright was given unto the sons of Joseph. Son of Israel. Because Joseph showed sonship. He could have defiled his inheritance with Potiphar's wife. But he was willing to pay the price. Whatever the cost. He wasn't going to defile it. And in the other aspects we know of Joseph's life,
et dans l'autre aspect, nous connaissons
he manifested the glory of God.
Il a manifesté
there was
la
perfection
vie
in Joseph.
Il y avait la perfection
forgiveness,
en Joseph. Le pardon,
reconciliation,
la réconciliation.
All those things that he displayed, he was a perfect type almost of Christ in
toutes
the Old Testament.
Qu'il montrait était le type parfait
but he
Christ.
Wasn't the firstborn, he was number 11 in the chain.
Il n'était pas le premier né, il était
but
le
because
onzième.
Of the spirit of sonship,
mais à cause de cet esprit de fils,
he inherited the inheritance,
il hérita
the authority,
de l'autorité,
the double portion,
la double portion,
the blessing. Of his father.
La bénédiction de son père.
Now just to give some hope
juste pour
to people, let's look at one more. Genesis 49 verse 5.
Regardons en Genèse
49, let's look at two more sons
prenons
of Jacob.
Deux
verse 5.
Fils.
Simeon and Levi are brethren.
Simeon et Levi sont des frères.
There's certain people that with your temperament and your nature and your weakness, you don't need to hang around with them. Although they're sons. Simeon and Levi were brethren. But they had the same tendencies and weaknesses. They could be cruel and unforgiving.
Ils avaient les mêmes caractéristiques, ils étaient cruels et ne pardonnaient jamais.
And it was good if they didn't hang around too much together.
C'était bien s'ils ne demeuraient pas.
Because one day they hung around a little bit too much together and they hatched up a plan that was going to come and haunt them.
Parce qu'un jour ils étaient tellement restés ensemble qu'ils ont concocté un plan qui n'était pas bon.
When Shechem came and defiled Dinah their sister.
Quand Shechem est venu,
Genesis 34.
Souiller leur Dinah leur sœur.
And they got in their righteous indignation. Although the young man came and repented and said, and his father, the king, came and said, we'll make reparations for whatever's been done. He'll even marry her.
Même s'ils étaient venus demander pardon, ils ont dit, nous allons réparer.
And then their father, Jacob,
Et leur père Jacob
said, look, if they're circumcised,
dit, si
we cannot marry the uncircumcised.
Nous ne pouvons pas marier les incirconcis.
Then they said, okay, if that's what it takes, we'll be circumcised.
Ils disent, okay, nous allons nous faire circoncis.
But what more could those people do to make that issue right?
Ces gens, ils ont voulu
but some people are just vindictive.
Mais y a des gens
they just
qui
want
sont,
to see people suffer.
Y a des gens qui aiment
doesn't matter
revenge.
How much the person repents. No, you suffer some
peu
more.
Importe combien la personne se
that's the Simeon and Levi kind of people,
revanche.
Sons
c'est
and daughters
Simeon,
in the body.
Des gens de Simeon et
and Lévi. When you put a couple of them together, be careful what
quand
they're going to fellowship
ensemble,
about.
Soyez prudent.
Because Simeon and Levi, they leave now their father's tent that day and say,
ils ont laissé la tente de leur père
they come out from under fatherhood.
Ils sont
the father's made a decision how the issue must be handled.
Le père a pris une décision de la manière
but Simeon and Levi, they decide to take the role of fatherhood upon themselves.
Ils ont décidé de prendre le rôle du père.
They come out of the spirit of sonship and they get together.
Ils sont sortis de l'esprit des fils.
Brother,
ils ont dit, frère,
you and me are going to sort this out.
Nous et moi, toi et moi, nous allons régler cette affaire.
When they're circumcised.
Quand ils
and the fever is upon them after the circumcision.
Et qu'ils ont le malaise de la circoncision.
We go in at night.
Nous irons de nuit.
Smite them.
Et les frapper.
And they did that.
Et ils l'ont fait.
They went into that city and they smote everybody that night. Burnt the city with fire.
Ils sont allés, ils ont tué tout le monde et brûlé la ville.
And their father said, hey, but brethren, you've made my... It will be a stink in the nostrils to the nations round and about.
Il dit, mes frères, vous avez fait quelque chose de très mal tout au.
When you come out of the spirit of sonship, be careful what
quand
you do.
Quand vous sortez de l'esprit de fils,
because some of those
prudent.
Things are going to come back and haunt you down the way.
Parce que certaines de ces choses vont vous rattraper.
You may think no one paid attention at that time, or you got away from it with your dry-eyed confession.
Peut-être que vous n'allez pas réaliser cela quand vous allez penser que cela
but
est
it comes
fini.
Years down the line.
Cela va revenir
and it's time now
après.
For the blessing, the inheritance, the dominion to be dished out.
Quand le moment de donner la bénédiction arrive,
and this is the first thing that comes up.
C'est la première chose qui
Simeon
va
and Levi are brethren.
Simeon
instruments of cruelty are in their habitations.
Ils sont cruels dans leurs
oh habitations. My soul, come not into their secret. Unto their assembly. Hey friends, there are certain assemblies of sons that be careful. Because the discussions there and what's going to come from there, it's cruelty. It's not going to bring the blessing. Because it's not the spirit of sonship there.
Y a pas l'esprit de fils là-dedans.
They're still too much down on the you and me level.
Y a beaucoup plus de
they haven't yet come up to the him level.
Nous devons arriver au niveau de
and they're fellowshipping at the you and me level there, natural things and
quand nous communions
natural temperaments.
Avec beaucoup de moi en nous,
taking things into their own hands and handling it in natural ways.
Prendre les choses de à nos propres mains, les traiter d'une
God
manière naturelle.
Never bless you and I
Dieu ne va pas vous bénir
when you're not
moi.
In the spirit of sonship.
Quand vous n'avez pas l'esprit de
when our decisions are not the decision of sons and daughters of God.
Quand nos décisions ne sont pas les décisions
when we take things in our own hands because our human temperaments overcome us,
quand nous
be
nous
careful.
Approprions nous-mêmes de choses avec notre tempérament humain,
those things can set you back in the kingdom, friends.
Ces choses peuvent vous retenir dans le royaume.
He'll never disown us as sons.
Il va pas vous renier comme fils.
But it's going to determine our inheritance.
Mais cela va
our
déterminer
placing
votre héritage
in Christ.
En Christ.
Verse 7. Cursed be their anger. Let's say to everyone, cursed be our anger.
Amen.
Unless it's the zeal of my father's house, it's righteous anger. The Bible says, be angry, but sin not.
La Bible dit, mettez-vous en colère, mais
we're all going to be angry because this is, sin makes you angry. Things, certain things make you angry. But don't allow that anger to cause you to sin.
Mais ne devenez pas en colère.
Don't let the sun go down on your wrath.
Ne laissez pas le soleil se coucher sur
don't meditate on those things on your bed and get up the next day and brood over them in your heart.
Ne méditez pas ces choses pendant la nuit et vous réveillez.
Because you're going to hatch forth something that you're going to regret.
Parce que vous allez faire quelque.
Because it takes you out of the spirit of Christ, the spirit of sonship, and it puts you in your own spirit.
Cela va vous faire sortir de l'esprit de Christ et vous placer dans votre propre.
Cursed be the anger, for it was fierce, and their wrath, for it was cruel. Now listen to what he says: I will divide them in Jacob. He's going to separate these brothers. Let them not be near each other again, and scatter them in Israel.
Et les répandrait dans Israël, les disperserait.
We've got to be careful of these things, friends.
Nous devons être prudents avec ces choses.
But now my closing thought: God
maintenant, je vais
terminer. Is the God of the second chance.
Dieu, c'est un.
You may have let him down big time before.
Vous pouvez l'avoir laissé tomber plusieurs fois.
Like Levi did.
Comme Lévi l'avait fait.
God gave him another chance.
Dieu lui a donné une autre
when it came to the time of the golden calf,
quand ils sont arrivés au
and all of the people worshipped the golden calf,
du veau d'or.
Remember,
les gens ont adoré les veaux
d'or. And Moses came,
et Moïse est venu,
and he said, "Who is on the Lord's side?
Il dit, qui est du côté du Seigneur?
Come and stand by me."
Venez vous tenir avec moi.
And the sons of Levi came and stood with
him. Et les fils de Lévi sont venus.
Then he says, "Everyone who worshipped this calf." Even if it's your brethren, your mother, your father, your daughter, take your sword, slay them without mercy. Now it was under headship. Now they were doing it in the spirit of sonship. Now it was the zeal of their father's house. It was a righteous zeal. And they went and they smote those that had worshipped the golden calf. Then it comes to the time Moses is about to die. Let's finish with that scripture. Deuteronomy 33 verse 8. He's now giving the blessing on the tribes. He's dividing the inheritance now. Deuteronomy 33, verse 8. And of Levi he said, "Let thy Thummim and thy Urim be with thy Holy One, whom thou didst prove at Massah, and whom thou didst strive with at the waters of Meribah." And the priesthood is given to Levi.
La prêtrise est donnée à Lévi.
You see, you can make up by getting in the spirit of sonship now and being about your father's business with a zeal for your father's house. By the grace of God, you can make up for the mistakes of the past. Simeon never seems to have repented. But Levi thought, "I've let him down. I should never have done this. If he'll just give me another chance, if there's just another opportunity to do something for his glory, Father, glorify your son. That your son may glorify you." And he gives him another chance. And this time he's clothed in zeal. He's clothed in sonship. And God looks down and says, "Wonderful. You'll have the priesthood. You'll intercede for your brethren." And then you go a bit further there and you see at Baal Peor. And the people are deceived there by Balaam, and they come and they worship. Bow down to the false gods. And here comes the one son, I can't remember his name, he brings in Cosby, this woman, this heathen woman. And Phinehas takes his spear. Friends, God, he loves righteous zeal. And he takes that spear and he smites. That Israelite boy and that heathen woman threw. And it says, and God's anger was avenged. Then the Lord comes down to Moses and says, "Moses."
He
says to Joshua,
"This
is Phinehas. I've seen what he did. They'll never fail me in all generations.
Ils vont jamais me laisser tomber."
That one of the sons of Phinehas won't stand before me.
Amen.
What a blessing, friend.
C'est une bénédiction.
It pays, friends.
C'est la paye.
To reflect his glory.
Amen. C'est toujours récompensant de
pays to put his business first.
De faire d'abord ses affaires.
It pays to have a zeal for your father's house.
Cela donne de la récompense d'avoir.
It doesn't only pay for you and your inheritance, but for your children's inheritance as well.
Pour vous et votre héritage, mais pour vos enfants.
Because when you see a family reflecting that,
parce que quand vous voyez une famille,
it's the best hope for your children.
C'est la meilleure chose pour
when they
vos
see
enfants.
You reflect the glory of God, your
vous
wife reflects the glory of God.
De Dieu.
They see a unity and a oneness.
Friends,
you've given them a great, great head start in life.
Vous leur avez donné
they've seen a reflection of the glory of God.
Ils voient le reflet de
it's
la gloire
going to
de
leave
Dieu.
An impression upon
cela
their souls
une impression sur
that they're not
going
to be able to get away with.
Ils vont jamais s'en
so God delights in zeal.
Dieu se réjouit dans le zèle.
That's what sonship is about, friends.
C'est
we just looked at two things there.
Fils.
Sonship desires unity.
La qualité de fils, c'est
it works for the unity of the family.
Cela marche pour l'unité
sonship,
de la
the spirit of sonship will never bring division in the house of God.
Never. La qualité de fils ne va pas
that's our natural temperaments that do that.
C'est notre tempérament naturel qui va le faire.
And sonship
la qualité de fils,
zealous for his father's business.
C'est du zèle pour la
maison du
père. Despite
the mistakes of the past.
Peu importe les erreurs du passé.
Despite our human failings in the flesh.
Peu importe nos failles de
l'humain. I believe today.
Dieu nous a.
That if from our souls we pray.
À partir de notre
glorify your son.
Nous pouvons dire, Père,
that your son may glorify thee.
Pour que ton fils te glorifie.
I believe God will look at those old things and say, okay, let me give him another chance.
Dieu va regarder
let
ces
me give her another chance.
Il va te donner une deuxième
because
chance.
This is the right motive.
Il va dire
the
ceci,
right objective.
Ce motif et ses objectifs sont
and God
justes.
Will quicken that attribute.
Dieu va vivifier cet attribut.
And he'll glorify his name.
Et il va glorifier
let's
son
stand. Name. Let's sing a song. Let's sing that song. Onward, Christian soldiers. We are not divided, friends.
Nous sommes pas divisés.
If we're divided, it's because we're in the flesh. That's the honest truth.
Divisés, nous sommes dans la
it's
chair.
The flesh that divides us.
C'est la chair qui nous divise.
But if you are son of God and your soul and I am,
mais si vous
we're
êtes
from the same family,
dans votre âme, dans
same origin,
de la même origine,
same destiny,
la même destination,
called to glorify him in our age.
Nous devons
the
le
sooner we realize it, the better.
Onward, Christian soldiers,
marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe, forward into battle. See his banners go.
Hallelujah.
Onward, Christian soldiers,
Christian soldiers,
marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Like a mighty army moves the church of God.
The Church of God.
Brothers, we are treading where the saints have
trod.
We are not divided, oh, one body with one in hope and doctrine, one in charity.
Hallelujah.
Onward,
Christian soldiers,
marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Crowns and thorns may perish, kingdoms rise and wane, but the Church of Jesus constant will remain. Gates of hell can never against the church prevail. We have Christ's own promise, which can never
fail.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Onward then, ye people, join our happy throne, blend with thousands of voices in the triumph song. Glory, loud and honor unto Christ the King. This through countless ages, men and angels sing.
Men and angels.
Onward, Christian soldiers,
Christian soldiers,
marching as to war,
as to war,
with the cross of Jesus going on before. Let's sing that one. When the saints go marching in, I'm going to be in that number. We'll pray now. I'm sure that you want to be in that number. But I believe that a real believer can say, I'm going to be in that number. Not that I want to be in that number. Because the spirit of in you bears witness with you that you are son and daughter of God. Let's sing that song while we pray for the sick.
I'm a pilgrim and a stranger through this world of sin, on my way to that fair city when the saints go. Oh, when the saints, oh, when the saints go marching in, when the saints go marching in, Lord, I want to be in that number when the saints go marching. Oh, I know I see my Savior if my life is free from sin. Heaven's doors will open for me when the saints go. Oh, when the saints go marching in. Oh, when the saints go marching in. Oh, when the saints go marching in. Lord, I want to be in that number when the saints go marching in. When we gather around the throne and now gates are closed within, I'll be shout, glory, glory, when the saints go marching. Oh, when the saints, oh, when the saints go marching in. When the saints go marching, go marching in. What I want in that number. For my chariot to swing low, and I step in, one ride to heaven. When the saints go, oh, when the saints go, when the saints go marching in, when the saints go marching, go marching in. To be in that number when the saints go marching.
Let's sing one more song before we come to pray. I'm sure, you, like me, you want to pray. I really want to speak to my Father today. I'm sure that you do the same. Maybe you want to speak about the past, the regrets of the past. Friends, don't let your past hold you back from your future. Put it under the blood. Confess it. Take it to the cross and leave it there, and then say, Father, glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you. Let's sing that song, Father of Life, seated on the throne of grace, and let's come to a time of prayer. Whatever you need, let's put it before the Lord.
Father of Life, seated on your throne of grace, it's only by your mercy we are saved. Lord, you have said, if we call upon your name, we and our families will be saved. So we cry out your name. Adonai, crown of praise, Lord Most High,
Most High,
Jesus Christ,
is Jesus Christ,
we rely on your grace. Crowning praise, Lord
never failing to forgive. Each moment is a gift from you today.
We're only here
to tell the world about your grace.
Oh,
until the day you take us
all away.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for grace. Lord, you are the God of grace. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you're ever willing to forgive. We thank you, Lord, that even sometimes people don't forgive, but you forgive. And we thank you, Lord, that the only opinion that counts is yours. We thank you, Father. We thank you for the family of God. I thank you for my brothers and my sisters, Father, of like precious faith. Father, who came from the same place and we're going together to the same place. And while we're here, Lord, in this realm of time, Father, I thank you that you brought us together at such a time like this. And Father, each of us, Lord, would come together, Lord, and that attribute in us would just express unto thee upon this day to say, Father, glorify your people, that your people may glorify thee. Clothe us in sonship. Clothe us as your sons and your daughters. Clothe us in humility and simplicity, Lord. Give us a zeal for your house. Give us a zeal for your work. Help us, Lord, Father, that you would reveal and lead and guide us, Lord, about our Father's business continually is our desire. In our workplaces, Lord, at our schools, our colleges, to our neighbors. Father, this world is dying for a reflection of you. Father, how many times we let the flesh get in the way. We let our temperaments get in the way. But Father, we just ask of you that you would quicken us one more time. That you would glorify us for your glory. That, Father, we may reflect your glory. Father, in this place is our desire. And Lord, as your people gathering together as your church, we just commit ourselves to you once again. Amen. Praying for our young people, Lord. We pray for each and every one of them, Lord, that you'd reveal yourself in the supernatural to them, Lord. That you would draw nigh unto them, Lord. You said this is eternal life. That we may know the only true God. and Jesus Christ whom he has sent. Father, let that spiritual revelation be the inheritance even of our children. Amen. Is our desire that spiritually they may meet with you, that they may have a walk with you, amen, that they may have communion with you, that they may be dead to the world and alive to God. Amen. Let it be such is our desire. Father, what an inheritance, even if you give us nothing, but we could just see that in our young people, if we could just see that in our children. Father, it's sufficient for us. We bring them up unto thee. And Father, these thoughts, even for next year, if it be your will. Yes. Father, to have a convention, Lord. Father, it's a need that you may reflect your glory to our young people. Yes. Father, let it be done, if it be your will. May you just let everything fall into place, Father. You just, Lord, help us and lead us and guide us. You bring the people that should minister. You bring the people that should listen. And Father, we would just desire to give ourselves into your hands, to be about your business, to arrange whatever needs to be arranged, to pray and make intercession, to bring it up into thine hands, to seek your blessing upon it. Father, bless it, we ask and pray for your glory. Father, for our youth, even as they would gather, as they would meet, you continue to lead them and guide them. Bless Brother Maxwell, bless Brother Will. As they do that, Lord, Father, you continue to unveil yourself. Let your glory be manifest as our desire. Let your glory reflect through what is said and what is done. And Father, in the spiritual realm, that it may leave an impression upon our youth is our desire. That, Lord, there'd be a sufficient impression to, Father, separate them from the things of the world. Amen. Father, let your glory give them the strength to stand up to the peer pressure that they are under. Help them, Lord. Give them, Lord, the resources that they need is our desire to stand in this generation, Lord. We pray for them. Bless our Sunday school. Bless our little children. Jesus, let them know you at a young age, Lord. That is their defense. Let them know your glory. Let them taste and see that the Lord is good. Father, let it be. Father, that should be the rejoicing of our hearts, Lord. Father, we bless the ones that come to sing the items, Lord. Continue to bless them. Continue to bless their parents. Continue to bless their homes as they bless your people. Make yourself known is our desire. To those that do not know you here today, I pray, Lord, let this be the day. Let this be the day that you reveal your glory to them. Your glory in the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. Your glory, Lord, in your grace, in your mercy, in your forgiveness. Father, reveal yourself and show them that you're the God of the new beginning. That you're the God of the new creation, Lord. Father, speak unto every soul, I pray. Bless each officer in this house. We do appreciate each and every one of them, Lord. Every effort that is put forth, everything that is done, the musicians, and Father, the song leader, we do pray for them. Bring Brother Vlad, Sister Lydia back safely from their holiday, we ask and pray. And Father, them that we don't see here today, Father, maybe at work, wherever they are, we do dedicate them into thine hands, Lord. Grant them fellowship. Grant them, Lord, that you overshadow them as well, Lord. Be with us as we go from this place today. Give us traveling mercies as we go to our various locations and destinations. Bless us in this week. And as Brother Tom would come next week, Lord, Father, may you overshadow him with your glory. May you use that gift that you put inside of him, Lord. May you stir it up, Lord. May your glory be manifest, Lord, in the healing of the sick and the casting out of evil spirits, Lord. Let your glory be manifest in the preaching of the gospel to bring sinners unto thee is our desire. Amen. And Father, all we can do is give ourselves into your hands to say, Lord, we will pray. And Father, if you will lead us to invite people, we'll invite the people. Amen. And we'll make intercession for them before they come. And Father, we'll make intercession for them even when they go. Yes. So bless us in this week. Guide us and lead us in all the plans that lay before us. Father, let your will be done. For your glory we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Let's sing one more song, saints, as we dismiss. May God be with you until we meet again. Amen. You have one, bro? Let's sing that song, Swing Low, Sweet Chariot, coming forth to carry me.
I look over Jordan, and what did I see?
Oh, coming forth to carry me. Carry me, oh. Swing low,
faithful to carry me. If you get there before I you come in, go to carry me.
Coming for to carry me.